Our attention to the high school football Peru State College game of the week on KTNC tonight. It's the Fall City St. Horn Irish, ranked number 5 in Class D2, taking on Elmwood Murdoch, the team ranked number 9 in the preseason in Class D1. First meeting ever on the gridiron between the two schools. Both teams highly ranked with high hopeful expectations for this 2022 football season. I had a chance to visit with both coaches about their thoughts on tonight's game and about the season and learn a little bit more about their teams going into this opener tonight at Peru State College. St. Hart is the official host school, but since Fall City was home tonight, the Irish opt to play their game tonight at Peru State College instead of playing early or playing on Saturday. So it is Fall City St. Hart hosting Elmwood Murdoch. Troy Nelson and Lucas Fresher will have all the action for you coming up. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll be back with a visit with the coaches after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Fall City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff and now seeing patients at Community Medical Center in Fall City and Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal is a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska Medical Center graduate, passionate about family medicine and about building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Community Medical Center in Fall City. Learn more or make an appointment at CMCFC.org.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Coach Lance Steffen, head coach of the Elmwood Murdoch squad, coming in here. Coach, let's talk about this season getting going here. I know what little bit I've been able to read about your team so far in the early season, you've got a pretty exciting bunch that are pretty excited about the season, from what I understand.
Yeah, you know, this is the first time I brought back a vast majority of the team that are, you know, they're all juniors and seniors that have played a lot of games. And we've got a couple of really, really good ones that kind of make everything go for us. So, yeah, a lot of optimism here with our football team.
Now, 8-man teams, a lot of times we think about the running game. I know you've got a young man that's put up a lot of yards in the past already.
Yep, that'd be Kate Hoser. He is not very big. He's only about 5'9", about 170 or so pounds, but he is fast. He is probably pound for pound the strongest kid I've ever been around, and is just one of those guys that is steady. You know, he's the guy when things are good, you get the ball to, and when things are bad, you get the ball to. So, yeah, we're really excited about having him this year for his senior year.
So this year, mostly running, or are you going to throw some passes in there as well?
Well, you know, normally we stick to the run game, but I've got a guy, quarterback Reed Fletcher, who can sling it around the yard. This will be his third year as a starter, and a bunch of, you know, tight end types that are big and rangy and have some speed to them. So we'll spread it out a little bit and throw it around some, but, you know, with us, we're going to run the ball first and foremost.
You've been nice. Always nice to have that option. Early season football has some question marks. Sagan Hart, you never know what they're going to come up with, a passing team, a running team. they've done it both, so I'm sure lots of concerns with what the Irishman Coach Goltz will come up with to start the year.
Yeah, I mean, the team's coached by Coach Goltz, so you know it's going to be well-coached. You know they're going to be disciplined. You know they're going to be, you know, in the right places all the time and get the ball to their playmakers. So we're excited about it. As you said, there's a ton of question marks that keep you up at night, but really, really excited to get a game like this right out of the bat and kind of, you know, measure where we are in game one.
Mm-hmm. And kind of fun to go down to the Oak Bowl and play Peru State. Lots of teams don't get to do that very often, but it's a fun place to go play football.
Yeah, you know, I played football at Peru State, and mm-hmm. that stadium got done the year after I left.
Well, of course.
Of course it did, right? So excited to go back to the old stomping grounds and get a chance to be a part of the game on that field, you know, never getting to do it in the new stadium. It's kind of a neat thing to take your team down there and coach a game on that field.
All right, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys to the ball game tonight if things are going well for your squad.
Yeah. Well, anytime in an opener, if you can control turnovers, you know, come out on the plus side of that, and if you can limit penalties and just those mental mistakes that come with the early part of the year, I think those are really keys for us. And then just maintaining, you know, a level of physicality throughout the game that it takes to win big-time games like this.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
I appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with State Hurt Coach Doug Goltz. The Irish getting ready to take on Elmwood Murdoch tonight. Coach, it's a brand new season, and we talked earlier this morning about it in the coaches show. You got a whole bunch of kids that have played some football, but this is going to be their really coming out party on the big stage here tonight.
Yeah, definitely. You know, 5, 6, 7 of our top guys are going to be playing in their first varsity starts. You know, I think they've played a lot of football. We've always had plenty of JV games, and then we've had games where we've had leads, so a lot of these players have played some valuable time. But, you know, that first varsity start, obviously going to be something new and different, hoping that we won't have too much as far as nerves. I feel like we've practiced well leading up to this first game, but it's a first game, a lot of unknowns. It's a new opponent that we've never played in football. It'd be interesting to see how we adjust as the game goes along.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time in a while that you've had a different starter at quarterback. Sam Dunn's going to step in there his senior season, so hopefully he'll have the season his older brother had in the same situation a few years ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we have had that happen before. You know, Sam's kind of waited his turn to be the quarterback. but he's actually played a lot of football for us. He started last year as an end, played a lot of DB for us in certain situations. He got kind of thrown into the role of being a receiver and his sophomore year. So he's played a lot of football. He understands the offense. He's going to be a very important player, and I expect him to have a great year.
Sacred Heart is always a worry for their opponents on offense because of all the different things. One year you're a running team, one year you're a passing team, some years you do everything. Any idea what's going to happen on offense this year for the Irish?
Well, I think we probably will pass the ball a little bit more. But as far as this first game, you know, Elmwood Murdoch, their base defense last year was a 4-2 with man-to-man coverage. You never know in a game one, you know, they might come out in some different defenses. But we've tried to be ready for about anything that we might see, man, zone, four front, three front. And then we just have to make adjustments after that. And you know, hopefully we have some plays that we can call that work well based off of what defense they're showing us.
Mm-hmm. You graduated a whole bunch of offensive linemen last year. Who are the kids we're going to see up there tonight trying to get things opened up?
Well, we've got Matthew Denrip at center, and then Vaughn Leonard at guard, and then John Krause, a senior, is our other guard. John's a little more of the undersized player. He's got good speed, though. So we've got two pretty good-sized linemen. A couple of them are, you know, 240, 250.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny's around, you know, 175. He'll be a guy that, depending on, you know, what's in front of him, we need to kind of rely on his speed and quickness. But those three guys are the main linemen. We've also worked a big sophomore, Evan Bailey, in there. It'll just kind of be wait and see how the game goes along, and then we'll make adjustments as needed.
Elmwood Murdoch sounds like they are going to be a team. They can throw it around, but they've got a horse at running back.
Yeah, I mean, they've got real speed with their eye back. Rozier kid is, you know, track speed type player. He scored in the 100. He's won the triple jump. Just a real athletic kid. We're going to have to try to corral him and not let him get out in space too much. But they've also got a really good quarterback and a couple good ends that have played a lot of football together, too. They're kind of tall and rangy kids. I don't think that they're as fast as maybe the Rozier kid, but they do have a lot of weapons and a lot of experience. Most of these guys that are seniors have played for 3 years for coach.
Mm-hmm. And these big games like this, it's a D1 opponent that's ranked. While it doesn't make any difference district-wise later on in the year, but boy, once you get to those playoffs, a win here tonight, a big one for playoff points later in the year.
Yeah, it's a big game. I mean, we've played a lot of tough teams week one mm-hmm. over the years. You know, Nebraska City Lords has been good. We used to play North Andrew a lot of times the first game for Missouri that was in a real run of great teams. So we always have had a very tough opener. And we've sometimes lost that game and then went on to have very good years. You know, we're planning to give Elmwood Murdoch everything they can handle. And it'll be interesting just because it's somebody we've never seen. You know, again, I think a lot of it's going to come down to adjustments. And then our guys just being able to play a good four-quarter game. You know, you're hoping your kids are in game shape, but we're probably not as deep as we've been. A lot of guys are going to play every play, offense, defense, special teams. So we'll have to see how that goes for us.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck to the Irish tonight.
Thanks, John.
But I'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
What's your money doing right now? Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome to Peru, Nebraska, here at the Oak Bowl. We have some high school football here for your 2023 kickoff season. My name is Troy Nelson, working on the AM station. Along with me, I have Lucas Freshel. Lucas, what do you got?
Hi, folks. Welcome to high school football. It's that time of year again. We've got a matchup of ranked teams. Teams that have never played each other before. You've heard in the pregame that Sacred Heart has always tried to have a good starter game, and this is going to be a test. One of the best football players in southeast Nebraska is on Elvin Murdoch's team. He's a heck of an athlete, and you're going to hear the Hozier name quite a bit tonight.
And that you listen to the pregame, and he is a returning first-team All-Stater from last year. Not just in football, but he is a stud on the track field, too, with the triple jump, long jump, and the 100 and the 200. So he's your all-around athlete.
That's right. He's very fast. He's 5'9", 170. He'll take over the game. He won Class D long and triple jump as a sophomore. Got Class C triple jump runner-up as a junior. He was 6th in the 100 and 200-meter dash. I think state track meet is really a pure barometer of pure athletes. And this game, I think, will be determined if Sacred Heart can find a way to stop Elvin Murdoch's running game. They've got a chance to win this. I think going into it, I think Sacred Heart's the underdog. But Elvin Murdoch's going to be excited for this one. Going through some stats, Sacred Heart did play Elmwood in 1972, the Galaxy Conference Championship. The Irish won that game 37-0. But these teams have never played each other, as Elvin Murdoch has played majority 11-man, just 8-man recently in the last few years.
Yeah, so again, we got Elwood Murdoch Knights, D1, ranked number 9. All right, they got the visiting jerseys in white with black pants and black numbers, and your home team is Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. They're ranked number 5th in D2. And they got some new unis this year.
They got some nice new unis. Looks good. It's always nice to see the Brewster Club supporting the teams. A little background here. Elwood Murdoch finished the season 5-4 last year. They lost to the D1 state champion, Howells Dodge, in the first round, 32-56. Howells Dodge is now competing in Class D2. They're big-time favorites to be the champions in this class. You're going to have a few in Class D2 that might be able to make a run at them. Elwood Murdoch is ranked number 9 in the Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald. They're definitely contenders. If number 22, Hozier, can have a year like he did last year, 1,600-plus yards rushing. Their school record is around 1,700. He's got his eye on that prize. Last year they had a game that was canceled or forfeited. Probably would have got the school record. They've got a quarterback that's a senior. He's been a 3-year starter. And one of the quotes here is Howells was obviously a great team, but they also brought a lot of intensity, which they didn't match. Next time we're in that situation, we will be better prepared. That was by senior running back Kate Hozier. I expect this is the next opportunity. I expect them to bring up the intensity a lot tonight.
Yeah, and so going with the state playoffs last year, Sacred Heart's last loss was to the eventual state champion Kennesaw. Same thing for Elmwood Murdoch. So again, their last two games, or the last game of their seasons, to the eventual state champion.
That's right. Weird setup last year in the playoffs where Sacred Heart and Kennesaw were, I think, ranked in the top three in the state. Sacred Heart ended last year 8-2. They had a good enough team to win the state championship. They lost to Kennesaw 56-62. You know, in Sacred Heart's schedule is a lot tougher this year, and part of that is because you've got Johnson Brock and Lourdes are in their district. Elmwood Murdoch is looking at Meade, Brownell Talbot, Omaha Christian Academy, and Weeping Water. Weeping Water is a Journal Star contender in D1, and this is the Journal Star's game of the week, Elmwood Murdoch versus Sacred Heart. And again, as you talk about class changes, this is the new cycle of the two-year cycle, so there's a lot of changes that happened over the offseason. And in Class D, there were 18 different new teams coming into D1, and in D2, there were 14 new teams moving into D2, so either moving up from six-man or down from D1. There was a lot of changes this year. You know, Howells Dodge won D1 last year, and now they're in D2.
Yep.
Talking to some of the Fall City High football coaches, Aurora was another team that was a Class B playoff team for 3 years in a row, and now they're in C1. Target's going to be on their back. Elwood Murdoch competes in the East Central Nebraska Conference, which some of the hometown listeners will know that's Fall City High's conference, also Auburn. Obviously, they won't play each other in football because they don't have enough men. They don't play the same amount of men on the field, but just a little reference for you back home.
All right, we've got about 1 minute left on the game clock, and here's a nice note for you folks at home that are listening. The scoreboard is broken down. So on the south side is a nice scoreboard, but it's not working. So we have a little tiny scoreboard in the end zone down here on the north side.
I was talking to one of the student manager guys down here that helps out. He must be on the baseball team. He said the scoreboard went down, was it maybe last year? They've got a home game here next week, about 6 p.m. next week, and they're hoping to get a new scoreboard installed by then. If not, then all the fans has to is the time, the quarter, and the score. And so have a nice helper here when you're on the broadcast is to know exactly what the down and distance is, what yard line it's on.
Yeah.
And so we won't have access to that. So we'll try to keep everyone updated as best we can.
All right. So we are into the pregame here. The Sacred Heart team is lining up for the national anthem. And I think we're going to send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio as we get set for the national anthem here. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Community Medical Center in Fall City presents the 13th Annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk on Saturday, August 20th, starting at 7 a.m. at the Stanton Lake. Divisions for girls and boys 12 and under and adult male and female for 1 mile, 5K, and 10K, plus awards for each race, with highest percentage of participants. Registration is $25, with all proceeds going to the Senka Emergency Fund. Register starting at 6:30 at the Stanton Lake in Falls City for the 13th Annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk on Saturday, August 13th, hosted by the Community Medical Center.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All to Peru, Nebraska. We're in the Oak Bowl, the site of Peru State College since 1901. Beautiful artificial turf. The national anthem there was provided by band teacher Mr. Eric Stevenson. All right, so let's get going here, Lucas. Coin toss, Elman Murdoch won there in defer. So Sacred Heart chose to take the ball and defend the South. So I'm going to give you Sacred Heart's starting lineup on offense. At the end, number 5, James Freshel, junior 175-pounder. Left guard will be number 29, John Krause, senior 174. Your center will be number 72, Matthew Nedenrip, senior 227-pounder. Your right guard will be number 45, Bon Leonard, junior 250. And your other end will be number 24, Joe Simon, junior 195. Quarterback tonight will be number 12, Sam Dunn, senior 160. Your fullback will be number 42, Riley Nelson, senior 176. And your running back, first-team All-Stater from last year, Evan Keithley, senior, 170.
Elwood Murdoch on the defensive side. They're going to go with a 4-2 base defense. But I was talking to Coach Gould this week. You know, they're actually going to try to spread it out. So it'll be interesting to see what Elwood Murdoch does on that base 4-2. But as it sits right now, at 1DN is Tyson Manns, 185-pound junior. In the middle tackles, Will Bowder, a junior that's 225 pounds. At the other tackle position, Sam Clements, 225-pound junior. At the other DN position, a 200-pound senior, Henry Coleman. A couple linebackers here, Max Weininger, 185-pound senior with 73 tackles last year. Other linebacker, Reed Fletcher, 185-pound senior with 43 tackles. One D-back, Riley Wilson, is 155-pound junior, 52 tackles last year. And the stud on the team, Kate Hosier, senior, 170 pounds, 67 tackles last year, 3 kickoff returns for touchdowns, 1,626 total yards in 8 games, 203.3 yards per game, 19 rushing touchdowns. Kate Hosier had 320 receiving yards with 6 TDs. And it'll be interesting to see if the Irish can contend tonight. Again, in the pregame show, a great start to the season. You know, you got 2 high-quality opponents. Again, your preseason rankings, that's just what somebody's predicting, but a great way to start the season.
That's right. I think you always want to see what kind of cobwebs are going to be there. You know, early in the season, Coach Lance Steffen, keys to winning. You know, it sounds like coach speak, but he said control turnovers and limit penalties. Every coach says that, but I really believe it in this game. I mean, he's got a good team, and early on in the season here, if you can control that stuff against perennial power like Terre Haute, they've got a good chance to win. All right, so again, giving some some information to our listeners from what John Nixon sent us on the Class D games of the week here. All right, let's see. We talked about this coming up. Number 2, Elgin Pope John is playing at number 9, Humphrey St. Francis. So another quality game for those two teams. And the one we talked about earlier here, D1 number 3, Neely Oakdale, is playing D2 number 1, Howells Dodge. So, again, you got 3 quality games here that kind of affect our little listening area with the Lord Central game, the Elgin Pope John, you know, and affects a lot of different things in week 1.
Yeah, you know, they're a few hundred miles away, but I'll be curious to see what Howells Dodge does in this first game, you know. Like I said earlier, the target's on their back. I think, you know, they are the Alabama college football in Nebraska D2. They're going to be the best team probably. Sacred Heart has a lot of new shoes to fill, but just as Sacred Heart football does, they should be better by the end of the year.
All right, we're getting ready to kick the ball off here at the Oak Bowl in Peru State College. Their field runs north to south. Sacred Heart will be defending the south side. They're going to take the field in their brand-new green uniforms with white numbers. And, again, the scoreboard doesn't work on the south end zone, so we're looking at a little tiny one. Glad I got new bifocals this year, so maybe they can zoom in on that. All right, but I'm with Murdoch Knight setting the tee of the ball up here on the 30-yard line. Again, Irish is the home team tonight. So, and, again, Fall City Tigers had a home game, so Irish elected to play this game up here in Peru, halfway distance from Elwood Murdoch, as they are about 58 miles of northwest of here in between Waverly and Wheatonwater.
Tigers bringing in a brand new beautiful field at the Jug tonight. Setting the kickoff for the Muroc Knights is number 13. And he's going to get it down to about the goal line, and bringing it out is Kevin Keithley. He's going to rumble up to about the 24-yard line. In on the tackle there, Henry Coleman for the Knights. Earlier, in a previous article that I saw, Coach Lance Steffen, who played football here at Peru, at the Pinnacle Bank Media Days, had this to say. Class D2 power, obviously, everybody knows about them. We get the opportunity to play them in week one at Peru State in the Oak Bowl. It's a great opportunity for these guys. All right, so Irish break the huddle. Nelson's going out wide to the right. Simon White to the left. Shotgun formation for Dunn. Keithley is your lone back to the left. Snap is there. Pitch to Keithley to the left side, and he's got some running room. He's going to get about 6 yards. Good start. Looks like Elwood Murdoch has gone to, it looks like a 3-2 with a couple DBs and then what we used to call a monster. It looks like they've just got one guy that kind of roams in the middle, right behind where the middle linebacker would be, Hozier, number 22. I don't know if he's playing deep safety or if he's more of a monster. We'll find out here.
All right. You're in. Joe Simon was wide to the right. Keithley is your slot back. Nelson is your in shotgun formation with Dunn. Keithley's in motion. The handoff to Keithley. He's going to follow a blocker to the left side, and he's not going to get much. It was those white jerseys came up and hit him off.
Yeah, there was, looks like James Kretschel was on the left end. Defensive end on that side was able to get through and go for a loss here on third down. Third and four.
All right, Stice will bring the play in from the sideline. Again, the clock running with 11:08 here in the first quarter of the first game of the 2023 season. Stice will be split wide to the left. And shotgun formation is Sam Dunn. In motion is Nelson. He's a wide out to the right now. Dunn's going to take it. He's going to drop back and pass. He's got a man open. There's Stice at the 30, the 20. Cuts out of 10, down to 5. Touchdown, Irish on a down marker is about the 30, so a 70-yarder. Nope. I got him
well, 60-yarder, eight-man
field, 60. So a 60-yard pass at 10:45 here in the game from Sam Dunn to Jack Stice.
What a great start for the Irish. Third and five on your opening drive, looking to stall. And then they ran a little read option with an option to pitch or an option to pass, and Sam Dunn passes the touchdown.
All right, set up for the two-point conversion here. Who do we got? This is nuts. We got a different quarterback in the backfield. So they're throwing us a wrinkle already. Number 35 is in there. That is Sam Dunn.
Yeah, Sam switched.
He switched jerseys because he is a related to.
Little tradition there with the 35.
There you go. Explain it. You're a freshman.
Now he had access to it.
All right. So at scoring here, the two-point conversion has failed, so it's 6-0 Irish. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio for a short 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl, Peru State College, Peru State College Game of the Week. This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston in Fall City. A three-play, 65-yard drive capped off by a 60-yard pass from Dunn to Stice. The extra point attempt was no good. The Irish are up 6-0 with 10:44 left to go in the first quarter.
All right, so Irish sets the tee off here on their 30-yard line. Should be having Keithley as your kicker. Yep, number 14 drops back. All right, set to return for the Knights in their white jerseys with black numbers. Having a hard time figuring it here. Keithley's left footed gets into the end zone. That's what you want. The setup to return that for the Knights, number 22, there's first team all stater, Kate Hozier.
Kate Hozier, a couple quotes here recently. Last year I got pretty close to breaking our Elwood Murdoch season rushing yards record. Got around 1,600 yards last season, and our record is around 1,700. He's a great kid.
3.94 GPA, volunteer youth football coach, teaches archery at Flat River State Park. Going to be fun to watch him play.
All right. First and 10 for the Knights. Give to Hosier on the left side, and he's going to be wrapped up really quickly with some green jerseys, but he's going to fall forward for about 6 yards.
Falls forward for 6 yards. Was that Riley Nelson on the tackle there for the Irish?
Right. Second down and 3 for the Knights. They break the huddle. All right, your center is number 86, Will Bowder. Under center is your Reed Fletcher, and he's going to fake to the fullback, and he's got some running room around the right side. Going to be caught and put down right there around the Sacred Heart 34-yard line.
Tackled again by Nelson, assisted on the play by Stice. They ran a triple option, faked to the fullback. Sam Dunn had to come up, and he attacked the quarterback, and he attacked the quarterback and pitched it off the big man.
All right, so first and 10, Knights inside Sacred Heart territory. We're going with shotgun formation now as Fletcher is back. Lone back is Hosier in motion, and the pitch is to number 12, Wilson. He's going to scramble around the outside to the left and get pushed out of bounds. Might be for a first down.
Yes.
It's going to be another first down for the Knights.
Pushed out of bounds by James Freshall. Ball spotted at the 24-yard line. Scoring position for the Knights.
All right, first and 10, Elmwood Murdoch. Ball is set up on the Irish 24-yard line. Far side is where the ball is spotted. Fletcher's coming under the center. Lone back in the backfield is Hosier, and give is to him on the left side. He's got some running room, about 5 yards there.
Sacred Heart in their base, 3-3 defense. Elmwood Murdoch coming in with a tight set. Stopped there by Sam Dunn, but after he got to the third level, that's too many yards right there.
Yep. Brings up second down for Elmwood Murdoch. They break the huddle on the far side hash again. Now we're going under center with two backs in the backfield, Hosier and Coleman. The give is to Coleman up the middle, and he's not going to get anything. He's pushed backwards.
What do you like to see if you're an Irish fan? Joe Simon able to get some penetration there from his right end spot. It was a fullback dive right up the left hip of the center. And it looks like, are they going to measure? Are they calling for the measurement? Perhaps.
Oh, they gave him a good spot over there. Yep, they're calling for a measurement. So, take a timeout here on the field for measurement, but we'll keep it right here with you.
Sacred Heart is on the chain gang over there. Sacred Heart is on the public announce. It's a home game for the Irish today.
So, third and inches, they come up short there. Third and inches for Elmwood Murdoch. And I think I had a number called there wrong. We got to get this figured out. Number 33, Reagan Von Rensel was that ball carrier.
He's a 180-pound junior.
So third and inches for Elmwood down on the Sacred Heart. Again, 24-yard line it looks. Again, we don't have a scoreboard that shows us that. All right, shotgun formation for Fletcher. He takes the snap. No, it's direct snap to Hosier, and he's going to get a first down off the left side just a little bit more, get inside the 10-yard line.
Had a couple of backs, a couple of Elmwood Murdoch backs had their hands up like they were potentially primed to receive the ball, so a little misdirection before the snap there. Good enough for the first down.
First and goal, Elmwood Murdoch. Fletcher in the motion, snap to Hosier again, same formation. Kind of that little, you got three different guys to give it to, about 2 yard carry there for Hosier.
Sorry, Riley Nelson in on the tackle there for the Irish. Second in from the 4.5.
All right, clock running with 8:34 left here in the first quarter. Then when Murdoch's going to split two receivers to the right side, you got Coleman and Wilson to the right. And give to Hosier, but it's a fake, and Fletcher's going to keep it to the left side, and he's going to get in for a touchdown. So on about a 4 yard carry, the quarterback, Reed Fletcher, keeps the ball for a touchdown.
Looks like the Irish maybe have the penetration in the backfield. I couldn't tell if maybe that was Lechtenberg. Gavin Lechtenberg had maybe gotten a hand on him, but he was being blocked at the same time. Would have been a great tackle. Unfortunate for the Irish, in for the touchdown, tie ball game.
All right, Elmwood coming in for the 2-point. Elmwood Murdoch coming in for the 2-point conversion. And it looked like they put down a tee there. They're going to try the traditional 1-pointer. Yes, they are. All right, number 13 is going to be your kicker, Henry Coleman. 12 is your holder, all right, which is Riley Wilson. The ball snap is away. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So for the traditional 1 point after the touchdown, Elmwood Murdoch now has the lead 7-6 with 8:18 left here in the first half. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston in Fall City. This is the Peru State College Game of the Week, Sacred Heart versus Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch has taken the lead with 8:18 left in the first quarter on a five-yard run by the quarterback Fletcher. It was an 8-inch play drive for 65 yards. They kicked the extra point by Coleman, and the Knights are up 7-6 on the Irish.
All right. Elmwood Murdoch set to kick the ball off here from their 30-yard line. And again, your kicker is going to be number 13, Henry Coleman. Set up to receive the ball down in the goal line is Evan Keithley. All right, here's your approach. Kick is away. Good high one up in the air. Keithley gets underneath of it, but lets it go out of the end zone. So a touchback on the Knights. That's a great kick. That was. It got up in the air. Perfect. All right, so the Irish will take over on their second down. Or sorry, their second series of plays here. First and 10, right on their own 15-yard line. Again, 8:18 here in the first quarter. The Knights lead at 7-6. So kind of what you and I talked about on the ride up here, this could be a slugfest like the Lord's game was at the beginning of the year last year.
Yeah, that Lord's game, Fair Heart lost 42-59. It was the Irish first loss against Lord's since 2007.
All right, so Dunn is a quarterback, takes a little keeper, and pitches it to Keithley on the right side, and Keithley's going to get brought down in bounds about with a one-yard gain.
Sorry, Riley Wilson in on the stop there for the night as they got good penetration on the left side.
All right, so second down and 9 for the Irish. James Freshel bringing the play in from the sideline. Ball spotted on the far hash mark. Irish removing the ball from the south end zone. All right. Dunn is alone back in the backfield. Shotgun. Keithley to your right. Nelson to your left. Pitch to throw the threshold, but it drops incomplete.
Great throw back to Dan Dunn. Right in the red basket. James knows it. You know, he's got to catch that. But it's a good-looking throw right off the bat. We've got a timeout on the field.
I don't see a flag, but the officials are talking about something.
Yeah, it looked like he was looking at the score clock.
Okay. Well, you're the part-time official.
So I reset the play clock, which is, it's not even a real play clock. It's a play clock. The back judge will just kind of keep in his head. I think that's what the call was.
All right, so third down and 9 for the Irish. Dunn in shotgun formation, dropping back to pass. He's got some guys in his face, and he's got to get rid of it in a hurry, and he doesn't. Simon's not there for it.
Yeah, it was a 87 screen, for those that are aware. It was a right end screen where the right end kind of delays a little bit, comes across to the left side. There was a lot of room to be run, but
yeah,
the penetration on Sam Dunn didn't allow him to get the pass out.
All right, so brings up fourth down and 9 for the Irish. Set to punt is Keithley from his own 5-yard line. Snap is away. The left footer gets it up. It's in the air, and it's going to be fielded right around the 15-yard line. Breaks one tackle. It's number 12, then we get the name here, Riley Wilson. He was shoved out of bounds around the 30-yard. Yeah, it looks like tackled by Sam Dunn there. James Breschel released really well. I thought he broke down really well, but, you know, they better just made a move on him. And he picked up a good 12 to 15 extra yards. All right, so the Knights will take the ball on their second possession of the game on their own 30-yard line. They break the huddle, and you're going to have Fletcher under the quarterback in an I formation now as Kasten and Hosier. Snap is away. Fake to head. Nope. Fletcher wanted to take the ball away from Kasten, the fullback, but Kasten clamped down on and kept it, and he's not going to get any yards. Warriors came in with a double blitz there. It looked like both outside linebackers were shooting the inside gaps. Vaughn Leonard was able to make the tackle on that play. No gain. All right, second down and 10 for Elmwood Murdoch. Again, on their own 30-yard line. Same formation. Fletcher is under the center with Kasten and Hosier in the backfield in the eye. Dropping back to pass is Fletcher. He gets the ball away. Wide open is Coleman, who makes one move and gets past him, but and bring Sam Dunn's going to bring him in. Great catch there, but he was playing the right end, and it looked like he jumped a little early. I thought they were going to call a false start. It's the first game for the officials, too. I thought I saw a false start there, trying to see if Coach Goltz is trying to share his opinion. The Irish sideline doesn't look too upset, but. All right, first down, Elmwood, down on the 15-yard line, the 10-yard line, and Rozier's going to scamper in right there for a 3-yard possession. Rozier is in touch there, and Elmwood Murdoch has extended their lead against the Irish. So now they're up 13-6 with 6:07 left in the first quarter. And let's see if they kick that traditional one-point PAT. That first one looked pretty smooth. It did. Does not. They are not good. Now they are. Yep. Hey, Fletcher. No, Coleman. Coleman's your kicker. All right. Wilson is the holder. All right. Here's your snap. Ball's away. It's down. Its kick is up. And it is good for another traditional PAT here. So, over 6:07 left in the first quarter. The Elmwood Murdoch Knights are ahead 14-6. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake, Hasha, or Weston in Fall City. In the first day college game of the week, Sacred Heart Irish versus Elmwood Murdoch. Elmwood Murdoch has extended their lead 14-6 against the Irish on a three-play 50-yard drive, capped off by a 10-yard run by Hosier, 14-6, Elmwood Murdoch.
All right, so coming out to kick the ball here again will be number 13, Henry Coleman. He has an honorable mention from All-State last year, and that's something we didn't say yet about. I'm going to give the offensive starters for Elmwood. All right, and again, we're pretty sure on these because we called a few numbers here. On the end will be number 12, Riley Wilson. He is an honorable mention All-Stater. Left guard will be Max Winninger, number 51, a senior, 185. Your center is Will Alder, junior, 225. Your right guard, number 52, Sam Clements. He's another honorable mention All-Stater, junior, 225. Your quarterback, honorable mention All-Stater, Reed Fletcher, senior, 185. Fullback, number 32, Riley Kasten, senior, 175. And again, the I-back of the night, first team All-Stater, number 22, Cade Hosier.
I recognize that Clements name as the representative in the Nebraska legislature from that region. I would venture to guess a relative of some sort.
All right. Pullman setting the ball up on 30. Knights break their huddle. Pullman setting up around the 20-yard line. Running up to the ball. Right-footed kicker. Gets it up in the air again, and it's going into the end zone. That's into the blue end zone. Touchback. 12 yards deep there. Here are the starters for the Irish on defense running their base 3-3 set. At nose guard is Matt Enrip, 227-pound senior. At both ends, Joe Simon, 195-pound junior. Vaughn Leonard is a 250-pound junior. Three linebackers are Evan Keithley, Riley Nelson, and James Freshel. Keithley, a senior, 170 pounds. Riley Nelson, senior, 176. James Freshel, 175 junior. And the D-back, Sam Dunn, 160 pound senior. And Jack Seiss, 160 pound junior. All right, Irish break the huddle. Nelson is split wide to the left, Simon wide to the right. The shotgun formation is done. Keithley to his right. He's going to throw it to Joe Simon. Joe Simon's going to get down to the sideline and pushed out of bounds for a first down. I'd say you're looking for a heavy dose of that. Joe Simon's, he's probably maybe the best. I don't know if I'd say pure athlete, but he's got the frame to take the next step this year as a football player. He's been doing it in basketball. But Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, and Sam Dunn are probably going to be your best playmakers here for the Irish on offense. All right, Irish break the huddle, first and 10 on about their own 34-yard line. Shotgun formation, Keithley comes in motion. Give his fake to Keithley. Dunn's going to keep it and go to the left side and get about 3 yards.
3 yards there. Good stop by Harry Coleman, the 6'4", 200-pound senior from the right end position. Ball is at the 36-yard line of the Irish. Second 8 to go.
Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. Junior Jack Stice, number 21. And the Irish break the huddle. Simon is going to come out wide to the left with Keithley. Nelson's going wide to the right. Empty backfield, shotgun formation for Dunn. Second down, snap is away. Quick throw to Keithley, and it's going to be incomplete.
Throw was a little bit behind Evan. That's a tough catch. Evan is looking for that ball. He's trying to move forward and kind of had to reach back for it. First kind of errant pass that I've seen from Dunn tonight. Now they got a tough one. Down a touchdown here, and it's 3rd and 8. Like to see the Irish get a first down. If they don't, they'll probably have to punt. I don't think you go for it here on 4.
Yeah. Fresh will bring the play in from the sideline. Simon and Keithley go out wide to the right. Nelson's on the left side. Empty backfield. Shotgun. Dunn fakes the Keithley gets it away to Freshel for the first down. Freshel's going to fall forward a couple extra yards.
That would work pretty well. Nice little screen pass. By the left end, James Freshel kind of stutters for 2 or 3 seconds and then releases, comes across the middle of the field, sits there, and it was wide open. And enough of the first down to extend the drive.
So 1st and 10, Irish. They cross the midfield. They're on the Elwood Murdoch 31-yard line. Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. He's going to stay out on the left side. Nelson and Simon go to the right side. Keithley's going to stay in the backfield. Shotgun formation is done. Snap is away. Pitch to Keithley to the left, and he's got a couple running room here. He breaks into one tackle and pushed out of bounds around the 25.
Good little run there by Evan Keithley and John Krause on the downfield block there. Allowed him to get an extra 2 yards. Elwood Murdoch still kind of sitting in that 3-2 defense with a couple cornerbacks and the safety monster played by Ogier. Irish probably just trying to look for creases and mismatches there.
2nd down and 4 for the Irish. The clock stopped at 4:31. They're trailing 14-6 here in the first quarter. Shotgun formation is done. Drops back to pass. You got a receiver as Freshel. Freshel cuts to the left, moves back to the left, or to the right, and moves up forward. Ball about 15.
Great little play by James Freshel. Sam had a couple options there. Joe Simon was open on the right side. Looks like Sam went to his first read on the left, worked out for the first down, and James Freshel made a couple people miss.
So 1st down, Irish, on the 15-yard line of the Knights. Irish break the huddle. Simon's going to go out wide to the right. We got Stice and Nelson on the left side. Keithley in the backfield. Shotgun formation for Dunn. Snap is away. Dunn's going to take it to Keithley, tuck it and run. He's going to move up about 3 or 4 yards. Good little fake by Sand to the defensive end to bite on the pitch, man. He was able to sneak through there for an extra 3 yards. You know, could have maybe had an option there if he first got wrapped up to pitch it to Keithley. It's a risky play.
Risky.
And, again, at this time of the year, maybe he's just not comfortable yet.
I would totally agree with that. Just take the 3 yards and move on.
Fresher running the play in from the sideline. Second down and about 6 for the Irish. Clock moving with 3:28 left here in the first quarter. Simon and Keithley wide to your right. Nelson's going to be in the backfield to the left of Dunn. Keithley comes in motion, and we have flags thrown.
First flags of the night. It's going to be a formation on the offense.
Legal procedure is what the referees are saying here.
I didn't see it, but I'm guessing they didn't have enough players on the line of scrimmage, or they had two players in motion at the same time. One of those two.
All right. 5 yard penalty.
Down and
the Irish bring the second down and 12 now. Stice bringing the play in. He's going to stay as a receiver on the left side. Simon going out wide to the right. Keith leaves on the right side, slot back. So same formation. Nelson in the backfield as blocker. Dunn has some time. He gets it away. Simon gets the ball and breaks the tackle and moves forward about 5 yards for enough for a first down.
Great little play. Joe did fumble the ball there as he made one man miss, and it looks like that man might have gotten a hand on it. I'm trying to see if that was maybe Riley Wilson that caused the fumble, but it fumbled right out of bounds, and it's first and goal from the 4.5 for the Irish.
All right, Fresh will bring in the play in from the sideline. He's going to stay as a tight end on the left. We're going to have a tight formation here, and the I formation. Dunn's coming up under center, Nelson and Keithley in the backfield. Give this to Nelson on the right side, and he's going to rumble forward and get about 3 yards.
Nelson on the carry.
Stop on the play by Braden Mommens. Nice little play by the boy there. He kind of turned his back, was kind of pushing backwards, and was able to get down to the 1 yard line, setting the Irish up with the second goal from the 1 yard
line.
Nice bring the play in, 2:25 and running here in the first quarter. The Knights lead 14-6, but the Irish are on the door, second and goal from the 1. Again, tight formation. Everybody's up on the line now. Sam's going to keep it, and quarterback sneak up there. And I'm going to say he's in. Looks like the whole green jerseys are crossed the line. Touchdown, Irish. Sam Dunn on a 1 yard keeper.
Dunn on the carry is back. An Irish touchdown.
All right, with 2:09 left in the game, the Irish get back on the board. All right, 14-12 is the score right now. And the Irish are going to do the 2-point conversion. All right, let's see. Stice is coming out, so that assumes that Freshel's in. Freshel's going to be a tight end. Slot back. Our wide receiver on the right side. Empty backfield again. Nelson should slot back on the left. Keithley's a wide receiver. Dunn's going to take it and run through, and he's getting in for 2-point conversion. Sam Dunn.
Sam Dunn.
2-point conversion to tie the game at 14 apiece here at 2:09 left in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome to the beautiful Oak Bowl at Peru State College, Peru, Nebraska. It's the game of the week here on KTNC 1230, 107.1. The scoring recap here is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. See Jake, Tasha, or our boy Weston in Fall City. The Irish have tied up this ball game 14-14. It was a long drive. It was about 9 or 10 plays, 65 total yards. A 1 yard quarterback sneak with 2:09 left to go in the first quarter.
by Sam Dunn and a quarterback super sweep to the left side for the two-point conversion have tied it up. That was by Sam Dunn as well. The Irish are here to kick. Elwin Murdoch for the first ever meeting between these two teams, minus the 1972 Galaxy Conference Championship, the Irish were able to beat the Elmwood. I'm not sure what their mascot was back then. 37-0.
That'd be when I was 2 years old, so I don't know either. All right, Keithley set to kick the ball off from the 30-yard line. Left-footed kicker, the ball is up. It's going to fall about the 5-yard line. It is Hozier, grabs it around, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, but they've got a lot of flags on the play. They brought down around the 20-yard line.
Glad to see those flags. I do believe they got a holding here. It was James Freshel was being held. I didn't catch the Elmwood Murdoch player that did the holding. As it is, it's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the 18-yard line. Half the distance should put him at the 9-yard line, I believe. Keep going. Keep going. Oh, from the 19, so it'll be the 9.5. There, he's got it.
They're doing a lot of talking here, the officials.
Right there, fella.
I'm not sure where the spot is.
Right there.
There you go.
There, he's got it. They got it right. They got it right. All right.
We called that play-by-play from up here. Good job. All right, first and 10 Knights from their own 9.5-yard line. All right, receiver out to the left is Wilson. Coleman to your right. Fletcher's in a shotgun with Hozier to his right. Snap is away to give to Hozier on the left side. He's got a little bit of running room. He's going to get about 4 yards there.
Yeah, a little inside give here to the left side by Hozier. Stopped on the play by Joe Simon. And James Special, as you can hear Cox call out on the PA.
Yep.
1:43 left in the first quarter. Tie ball game. Elvin Murdoch second and 5-ish.
Yep. Ball spotted around the 13 and 14 yard line. Knights break the huddle. Shotgun formation. So Caston's your fullback. Hozier's your I back. Fletcher's going to take back, drop back to pass. Got lots of time back there, and interrupted from the defense of the Irish, and the ball goes incomplete and out of bounds.
Ball was intended there for, let's see, Henry Coleman. James, first of all, had a little slow start here to the game. He's kind of picked it up here with a couple of nice plays. He about jumped that ball. He about had, I don't think called an interception, but he jumped it nicely and was able to get his hand on it.
Clock stopped, 1:22 left here in the first. Third down and... again, about 5 for the Knights. All right, shotgun formation. Fletcher in the backfield. Hozier is back to his right, dropping back the pass. He's got Hozier open, but overthrows him.
Tough pass there for Fletcher. He missed the mark to Hozier. There was a little bit of pressure there. But good on the Irish for making the stop and getting their first 3 and out of the season.
All right, so setting up the punt is Elmwood Murdoch, again, on about their own 14-yard line, fourth and about 5. Looks like we got Stice back here set to return the punt. He's going to be set up around the 26-yard line.
Wechtenberg in for the Irish at left end.
All right, snaps away. What do we got, whistles?
I think that's a formation issue for Elmwood Murdoch. Looks like Coach Gold will accept.
Yeah.
Delay a game.
Oh, interesting. That's, I don't know if that's right, but that's what the PA announcer is saying.
Yeah, it must be. The back judge here, when it gets to 10 seconds, the back judge will put up his hand. 5, he'll start counting with a motion.
All right, so 4th and 11 now for the Knights. The two blocking backs split out. Snap is away, rugby-style punt. Gets a good one, but it's going to... Oh, Stice had a handle on it and bounced away from it, but now he picks it up on a good run. He's crossing the 30. There's midfield, and he goes out of bounds around the 40 or 38 yards.
We gather it up. First touch, first punt return of the year. You know, he's like seated, maybe a little nervous there, but he's able to gather it up, get some good yardage, and Henry Coleman was there to make the tackle if Stice doesn't run out of bounds.
All right, so 1st and 10 Irish on the Knights, 37-yard line it looks like. 1:04 left of the game. We're tied at 14 here at the Oak Bowl in Peru State College.
Freshel bringing the play in from the sideline.
Tyson Manns in for Helmut Murdoch there. Also, Reagan Von Rensel in at D-back.
Looks like Freshel and Keithley out to your left. Shotgun formation is done. He's going to let it fly to Simon on the right side, and Simon's going to slip as he catches the ball because it's about a four-yard gain.
Just a quick little out route, just a right end out, pretty simple play there. Ball was on the money, and a couple defenders there for the Knights. One was Riley Wilson making the play.
Nice dice bringing the play in this time. Second down and about six for the Irish. Ball spotted around the 33-yard line. Simon's going to go out wide to your right. Looks like Stice and Keithley to your left. Nelson in the backfield with Dunn in the shotgun. Dunn's going to pitch to Nelson around the left side. Nelson's run on the 30, and he's going to get hit and brought down, but falling forward for about a 8-yard gain.
Nice run, Riley. Taken out of bounds there by Kate Hozier. And the Irish are moving the ball.
21 seconds left here in the first quarter. The Irish have the ball first and 10 on the Knights' 21-yard line. Freshel bringing the play in from the sideline.
Clock should be starting. I think he was tackled. Was he tackled inbounds?
I don't think so. Shotgun formation is done. Nelson to your left, Keithley in motion, and we got a flag. Two flags from your line judges. Marking it towards the Irish side. Illegal procedure. So mark it back 5 yards. And gain your center for the Irish, Matthew Nedrick. Leonard and Krause are your guards. All right. First and 15 now for the Irish. Again, Stice bringing this play in. Stice will stay on the left side. He'll be split out with Keithley and Nelson. Shotgun formation is done. Snap is away. Dunn's throwing it to Stice. He's got some blocking. He's going to move up the field for about 6 yards.
It was a good-looking play. Just a little quick screen out to the left. Jack Stice put himself in great position. A couple blockers out there by Keithley and John Krause.
All right, and that's going to bring us at the end of the first quarter. After one quarter here in the Oak Bowl, Peru State College, the game is tied at 14. We'll send it back to Aaron Wisdom in the studio. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru State College here on the campus of beautiful Peru State in Peru, Nebraska. Game of the week here versus the first ever meeting between Polk City Sacred Heart Irish and the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We've got a good one here through one quarter to 14. And the Irish driving here towards the end of the first quarter will have the ball at their own 18-yard line. It'll be second and 8 to go. And I'll tell you, team, it's as long as I thought. I will say that.
Yeah.
I thought that we'd see a little more dominance by Kate Hozier and the Elmwood Murdoch running game. Give a little bit of credit to the Irish there for making some tackles, getting a three and out on a previous drive, and also for the Irish for on offense for making some first downs, chipping away, keeping the Elmwood Murdoch defense out there a little while. There's not very many subs.
Correct.
most of these guys who are playing offense are playing defense, and there's not a bunch of in-between. So Irish ball, three wide to the left, Sam Dunn, shotgun formation, takes a snap, looks left to Riley Nelson, passes it off to the right to Joe Dunn, who gathers it in for a two-yard gain at the 15-yard line.
Joe Simon.
What did I say?
Joe Dunn.
You cannot give Joe Dunn credit for that.
Oh, boy. Mixture of names there.
That's right. That's right. Joe Simon had number 24 on his jersey.
Then
you probably see him enough during the day.
Yeah, he doesn't need any of that.
Third down and 5, 11-20, 11-18 to go in the second quarter, 14-14. Irish are in a spread again, three wide to the left, Sam Dunn and shotgun, takes a snap, looks left, looks downfield to the right, a little overthrown over Joe Simon's head. Really good coverage there by the Knights.
It looked like we had Riley Wilson in on the coverage for the Knights.
I couldn't tell who was releasing for the Irish up the middle, but whoever the inside wing was on the left, looks like he was running a post pattern towards the middle of the field. Thought maybe he was open for a second, but I think Sam had already decided he was going to the right side. James Freshel bringing in the play here. 11, clock stops here at 11:07. It is 4th and 4 from the 15-yard line. Irish going for it here on 4th down. Shotgun formation again, 2 to the right. Looks like a 2 to the left, motion by Keithley to the right. It's going to be a quarterback super sweep, and it's going to be stopped short of the first down. No gain on the play. Turnover on downs for the Irish.
And on the play, stoppage there for the Knights.
Keithley was lined up to the left side. He came in motion, was going to act as a blocker. It was a quarterback super sweep all the way. And credit Hozier for just making a big play. I expected him. I've expected him to make those big plays all night. It'll be Elmwood Murdoch's ball here on the 15-yard line. 1st and 10 for them. 11:02 in the second. They're also in a shotgun formation. Fletcher, a quarterback. Hozier to his right. Wide receivers to each side. Deep pass along the right side. He's wide open. Over the head of Sam Dunn on the right side. Tackles him at the 1-yard line. Ball comes out. It was caused by the ground. And it's going to be Elmwood Murdoch's ball at the 1-yard line after a 64-yard pass.
And I don't know how Sam Dunn did that shoestring tackle, but that was saving that touchdown right there.
It is. Showed some pretty good wheels to stick with it.
Wow.
I thought for sure he was going to score. There was, I'd say there were 7 to 10 yards of space. Who was that on the catch? I missed it. Elwin Murdoch ball on the 1-yard line. Quarterback sneak. Fletcher's going to take it in for the touchdown. The Knights 20-14. Quite the swing here on the big play for the Knights.
Did Hozier run that in?
Quarterback sneak by Fletcher there. I believe. As the Knights will go for the extra point conversion, somewhat of a rare occurrence here in Class D2. So far, 2 for 2 for Coleman on the extra points. Snap. Oh, it's fire, fire, fire. Didn't get it off. He's going to be tackled, and the Irish are going to stop that extra point. At the end of the second quarter with 10:39 to go, it's Elwin Murdoch Knights 20, the Irish 14. You're listening to the Game of the Week here at Peru State College on AM 1230.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska here. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. The scoring recap here for Elmwood Murdoch Knights on a one-yard run by your quarterback Fletcher with 10:39 left in the second quarter. Capped a three-play 60-yard drive. The one-point conversion failed. Right, the Knights lead 20-14.
Elmwood Murdoch Knights there with a 64-yard pass on first down. Looked like a stop and go on the right side. Caught Sam Dunn. And just a large gain there to start the second quarter. Big momentum shifter. Suppose the Irish get a little bit of momentum back by stopping the extra point, get a good rush in there. Irish set to receive here. Looks like Keith Lee back for the Irish. Elmwood Murdoch is 2 of 3 kicking touchbacks tonight, I believe. Henry Coleman with the kick. High end over end. It's going to land about 15 yards deep in the end zone. The Irish will have the ball at their own 15-yard line. What do you think about this thing?
That is a fantastic kick. We talked about this last year with Noctigal. Anytime you can put that ball in the end zone and eliminate the run back, that's a big part of the game.
It is a big part of the game. I was a little surprised the way that Coleman is kicking it now.
Yeah.
A little surprised that he's not a perfect 4 for 4. He didn't get a touchback on his first kick, but he's perfect after that. Irish going to center. Sam Dunn with a pro set formation in the backfield. It's going to be a give to the fullback Riley Nelson up the right side. And a gain for 2 on the play.
All right, looks like a stop there by your nose guard, Clements, 52, along with a little help from Moments.
I think that's Moments there.
Moments.
I think so. Irish trying to get the play in, a little bit of a delay. Looks like they're running into the problems with the score clock or the play clock. Shotgun formation, 3 wide to the right side. 2nd and 8, snap back to Dunn. Looks across the middle of the field, looks to the right. Wide open, Joe Simon. Around the right side, he's got it. At the 20, the 10, touchdown. Joe Simon is going to be a 67-yard touchdown pass by the Irish to tie up this ball game at 20. With 9:46 left to go in the second quarter, credit the offensive line for the Irish there. Sam Dunn had plenty of time. He made about 2 or 3 different reads and then went back to Joe Simon on the right side, who had a good 5 to 6 yard separation from the defender. Perhaps they were playing in a zone read defense there. And credit Sam Dunn also for putting the ball right on the money.
Oh. And again, we thought the offensive line would be a key to the Irish's game plan tonight, and that one right there worked.
Excellent. Shotgun formation. Keith Lee from the left in motion. It's going to be another quarterback super sweep. Just as they missed the previous possession's fourth down try, they will conversion with 9:46 left to go in the second quarter. Ball game tied here in the game of the week, 20-20. You're listening to high school football here on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska here. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in the Fall City. 9:46 left in the second quarter on a 67-yard pass from Sam Dunn to Joe Simon. Capped a 2-play, 67-yard drive. The two-point conversion failed by the Irish, and your score is tied at 20. Scoring recap from home here. Platteview is in Fall City. They are ahead 20-0 with 2:32 left in the second quarter.
Platteview coach Mark McLaughlin, who also coached the Shrine Bowl this year, was a fellow that I went to school with in Kearney, and we only beat them once in intramural flag football. He was a good flag football player, and he's a pretty good high school football coach, too. Kickoff by the Irish here to Elwood Murdoch. Looks like Hozier on the receiver got hit big, bounces off the missed tackle, and gets it up to the 25-yard line.
Haley hit him hard and lit him up, but Hozier, being the first-team All-Stater, kept his legs moving and shot back out to the right side for about four more yards.
I was a little surprised. That was a big collision.
Yeah.
Hozier just kind of just slipped right off of it. He was almost in the midst of a reverse pivot there back to the right side. And good on Keithley for coming in and making a big hit. Yeah, heck of a hit. But, again, that's why Hozier is your first-team All-Stater. Big play by the Elwood Murdoch Knights on their previous offensive drive. Big play by the Sacred Heart Irish on their last offensive drive. Kind of back to normal here, 20-20. I formation for the Elwood Murdoch Knights under center. It's going to be a sweep to the left to Hozier, and tackled by Ryan Nelson.
Just wrapped him up and brought him down just fine, and then he got a yellow flag.
It was an excellent tackle. What are they going to call here?
Looks like it's against the Irish. No, it's against the Niners.
That makes a little more sense.
Okay.
Offensive holding on the Knights. It must have been downfield. It was a downfield hold. So I think they'll take the 10-yard penalty from the 29. The line of scrimmage was originally the 26. And so, ball at the 21. Holding must have taken place at the 31. So first and 15 for the Knights. From their own 21, they'll break the huddle. Shotgun formation for Fletcher. Hozier to his right. Wideouts to each side. Motion by Coleman around the right side. He's going to take, I'm sorry, Wilson will take the handoff, and he will move forward for about 10 yards. It'll be second and 5 for the night.
Nelson will hand the tackle along with Keithley helping out and just riding him down.
Good little first and 15 play there by the Knights. Looking for the Irish to stretch that play out.
Set it down and
at left defensive end, I believe, is that Carson Sells over there?
I think it's Lechtenberg.
Oh, yes, Lechtenberg, 31 on the left side. End. Shotgun formation to the Knights. Snap back. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right side. Breaks one tackle, breaks two, and he's going to be tackled from behind by Joe Simon across midfield at the 34-yard line of the Irish.
Yeah, and Fletcher doing a great job running that ball to your right side and finding some openings and cutting it back to left, and Simon bringing it down for about a 15-yard gain.
Looks like Joe Simon was trying to make a little play on the ball. He got Fletcher wrapped up and tried to put his left hand on the ball to possibly jar it loose. Good job by Fletcher, keeping that secured. Credit him for the long drive, the long run, and keeping possession of the ball. I formation for the Knights. Give the Hozier up the right side. Irish trying to shirk the ball from him unsuccessfully. Hozier with a 6-yard gain.
Sam Dunn on the stop there for the Irish, wrapping him up and bring him down, as you said, Lucas, for about a 6-yard gain.
Looks like they backed it up maybe one 5-yard gain there. Second and 5 for the Knights as Riley Wilson brings in the play. Braden Mullins out for the Knights. They will come tight. Fletcher under center. He's got a wing back to the right. And it's going to be a sweep right to Hozier, who cuts it back to the left. Back to the middle of the field, breaks four tackles, and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown for Hozier tonight. Those are the ones that Coach Goltz will say here, here, and here. possibly some more tackle drills because of that play right there. You had him wrapped up three or four times, and you got to get him to the ground. He's not a big bull. He's just quick and agile. But if you get your hands around him, you got to try to get him to the ground, and unsuccessful for the Irish. They're going to go for the two-point conversion here at 26 to 20, shotgun formation. Twins to each side. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right side. Hit by Dunn. Able to get into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So after, 7:22 left to go in the second quarter. The Owen Murdoch Knights are up 28-20 in the Irish. You're listening to the Game of the Week here at Peru State on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Old Bowl here as you listen to high school football. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Take Natasha and Auburn, Weston in Falls City. 32-yard run by the Knights, Bossier, with 7:22 left in the second quarter. Four plays, 54 yards, and Fletcher was in for the two-point conversion now to make it 28-20, Elmwood Murdoch. Excellent touchdown scoring run by Cade Hosier there, the senior who had 1,626 total yards in 8 games last year, averaged over 200 yards rushing a game. Expected him to have a good game. I think he's lived up to that so far. We had a couple big tackles on the defense, one of them on 4th and 5, a couple possessions ago for the Irish to stop a 4th and goal from the 5. Just recently here on the last drive, what was it, a 30-some-yard run for a touchdown, breaking 4 or 5 tackles. Looks like we had the scoreboard blinked off on us. Yeah. We don't need that to happen. We only got one that doesn't work. It's back on, though.
It's back on.
Malone and Aiken doing an excellent job down there. Elman Murdoch set to kick here. Henry Coleman with the end over end kick, and again, just like as he does, it's a touchback. The Irish will have the ball at their own 15 as Mr. Bob Aiken grabs the ball after the touchback and kindly gives it to the Elman Murdoch Knight, who diligently ran through the end zone as they teach you in practice on kickoffs.
Man, nice.
Caden Bacon. Props to you, buddy. Irish down 28-20 here in the second quarter. 7:21 left in the first half. The Irish are going to go shotgun formation. Tried Riley Nelson off to Sam Dunn's right side. Wide receivers to each side. Dunn is going to keep it up the middle to the right side for a 7-yard gain. Cade Hosier in the tackle for the Knights after about 6 yards. Yeah, six-yard gain. The Irish and the Knights here facing off for the first time ever. I'd say somewhat evenly matched here through the first half. I think the Knights have maybe made a few bigger plays. The Irish, to their credit, have been able to sustain a couple longer drives. Shotgun formation here, 2nd and 5. Snap back to Dunn. Fake option around to the right. He's going to keep it for himself up the middle for a good 15-yard gain up to the 35-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Irish on their own 35.
Von Rentzel in the tackle for the Knights.
Brought down by Von Rentzel and Fletcher for the Knights. Dunn run.
First down for the Irish here, looking to tie up the ball game, down 8 with 6:18 left to go in the first half. They'll break the huddle. Looks like Doug's going to be in the shotgun. He's got Joe Simon to the right, Riley Nelson as a flanker, Evan Keithley on the left.
Nelson is going to come in motion to the right. He's got the ball around the left side. Good for a 7-yard gain. Penalty on the play, perhaps holding on the Irish.
Fletcher hitting Nelson and shoving him out of bounds on the far side, right around midfield. But again, flag on the play.
It will be holding on the Irish. I don't know who it was on. I believe it was one of the Irish linemen. I don't want to call anybody out and be incorrect, so we will just guess. Unfortunate that they don't announce the numbers here so I could give you all the information. Holding on the Irish is the call. It'll back them up 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. First down and 17 for the Irish from their own 27. Irish break the huddle. It's going to be twins to the left. Joe Simon to the right. Chuck in formation. Riley Nelson in the flanker on the right. Roll out to the right by Sam Dunn. Wide open. Not wide open. Greatly defended by the Knights. And incomplete to Joe Simon. Tossed 20 yards downfield. Hit him in the hands. Great play. Hit right away.
Yeah, and again, Wilson right there. Great coverage by the Knights. But Simon had that ball for a split second before it got interrupted. Wow, great coverage by the Knights. But again, almost a great catch by Simon.
Yeah, it's hard to take credit away from Joe. You'd like to see him haul that in. But, you know, credit Wilson for making the hit at the exact right time before he could tug it away. Irish looking at a second and long, second and 17. They're again in the shotgun formation, trying to spread it out here on this normal 4-2 defense from the Elmbrook Knights. It's going to be a pump and go along the left side to Stice. It's going to be an incomplete pass along the left side. That's great coverage by the Knights.
Reed Fletcher in on the coverage there, and again, he was right there on him the whole way. He just couldn't have that any better.
That looked like it was a design hook and ladder, pump and go. Sam kind of faked the little curl pattern to the left, and Fletcher did not bite on that. It's a similar play that the Knights had beaten the Irish on when Sam Dunn was defending last drive, a couple drives ago, when they had their 64-yard touchdown down to the 1-yard line. Irish break the huddle, they're in shotgun, spread it out again. Snap back to Dunn. Pump fakes again. He's going to go to the right side. Joe Simon with the catch. He breaks the tackle. Back up to the middle of the field. Touchdown. Joe Simon. No flag play. What a great pass. But I'm going to tell you an even better job by Joe Simon to go get that ball. I thought it was going to be overthrown at first glance, and Joe put it in to second gear. Got the ball, cradled it in, a couple night made a cut with his right foot back to the middle of the field, split the two Elmwood Murdoch defenders, and was able to glide into the end zone. 2-point conversion here lining up for the Irish are in shotgun. They've got twins to the right, motion to the left, and Sam Dunn is going to take it in for the 2-point conversion to tie up the ball game with 5.3 left to go in the second quarter. This is the game of the week on KTNC AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Marmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru State College here as your scoring recap brought to you by Jake and Tasha in Auburn and Weston in Fall City. The 5:32 left in the second quarter on a 50-yard pass from Dunn to Simon. Capped five plays, 65-yard drive. And Sam Dunn gets into the two-point conversion to tie the game at 28.
That was a fun little pass and catch there. It was a perfect throw if your receiver has the speed to get it. And he did. Joe Simon was able to put it into another gear and go grab that ball. A couple scores here around. We had talked about Howells Dodge. They are ranked number one in D2, state champions at D1 last year. They're up 20-6 in the second quarter. Latest score update I have here, Freeman is up 14-0 over Nebraska City Lords. Nebraska City Lords is in the Irish district this year. The Irish lost to them in the home opener last year at Greg Brown Stadium. Evan Keithley lined up to kick here. He will, from left to right for us, received at the 2-yard line by Hozier. Hozier cuts to the left side, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and the third tackler is able to bring him down there for the Irish, Carson Sells.
All right, Keithley and Sells in on the tackle for the Irish, but again, Hozier's the real deal. He broke two tackles before he got another 10 yards, and you just have to wrap him up. And you got to do it, everything right.
You got to wrap them up. You know, this is one of those games where, you know, it's probably going to go into, it looks like it's going to go into the fourth quarter, and whoever has enough endurance here, I mean, they're going to keep changing blows, and if the Irish linemen can keep up with Elwin Murdoch, they'll be able to stay in it. Elwin Murdoch here in shotgun formation. Motion from the right is Riley Wilson. Snap back. He's going to go deep again. It's going to be overthrown. Pass intended for Wilson there along the right side and overthrown by about 2 or 3 yards.
It looked like we had Dunn and Sells in on coverage now for the Irish. The Irish make a little bit of change here on defense as they go into a 3-2 with three defenders. So Nelson and Keefe are your two linebackers. Dunn, Sells, and Freshel are your... Now, Freshel moves up to the linebacker position, so Freshel's kind of moving back and forth.
Snap back to Fletcher. It's going to be a handoff to Hozier on the right side. He's going to take it up on the left side, and it'll be touchdown for the night, untouched. Probably what? A 52-yard touchdown run. It was an inside trap, maybe just an inside give, I should say, by the Knights. Came across the offensive line from the right to the left. He got to the near sideline, and he zooms untouched into the touchdown. Cade Hozier having himself a night. The Knights up 34-28 on the Irish. They will again line up for the two-point conversion. A little surprised about this. I thought their extra points were going good, except for the one little botched snap. So shotgun formation for Fletcher. Hozier is going to be in motion from left to right. It's going to be a quarter fade into the right end zone. A little touch and go, but incomplete by the Knights on the two-point conversion. As it is, the Irish hold on the two-point conversion after the long touchdown run by Kate Hozier. Elwin Murdoch, Knights 34, Irish 28. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl here, home of the Peru State Bobcats. The Knights have scored again with 5 minutes left in the second quarter on a 52-yard run by your first-team All-Stater, Hozier. Capped two plays in a 52-yard drive. Two-point conversion failed. Knights are ahead 34-28. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh in Auburn, Weston in Falls City.
Another area score update here, Auburn up at half, 19-8. Thank you for the update. And halftime in Falls City, Flatview 20, Tigers 0. We have 5 minutes left on the clock in the second quarter as the Knights line up for the kickoff here. Henry Coleman has done a great job kicking tonight for the Knights. I think he's 5 of 6 or 4 of 5 on touchbacks. I do expect another one here.
Yeah.
A little shorter kick this time up in the air. It's going to be returnable if it doesn't go out. Evan Keithley was able to gather it up and able to make his way across the 15 to maybe the 16-yard line.
Flag we got on the tackle on that far side. X Lineker.
Irish will have it from the 15. Nothing gained there by the no touchback. Irish in the huddle here. Sam Dunn has gotten the play from Coach Golds. He's going to bring it in himself, relaying the message to the boys. Break the huddle now. Looks like they will line up in a shotgun formation. You got Evan Keithley split to the right. Nelson off to the left in motion now. Nelson, it's going to be a fumble on the play and a fight, a scrum for the ball, and it looks like most definitely recovered by the Knights. I thought maybe Nedrick was going to be able to get his hand on it. Fumble on the play there. Like there was an option play that ball got to the ground. The Knights were able to jump on it, and they are in excellent position here at their own 17-yard line. 4:48 left to go in the first half. Irish are lined up in a 4-2 defense now, expecting the run. Gordon's Knights in the action. Give to Hosier off the right side on a little ISO play. The Irish are able to wrap up after a 3 or 4 yard gain.
Looks like in on the tackle for the Irish.
Leonard,
pretty much your offensive line, or defensive line, excuse me. And hey, as we mentioned Ron Leonard's name, we got to give a shout out to his grandma. Birthday today, Mrs. Carolyn Kirkendall.
There you go.
That's all we're going to say. Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Ellen Murdoch in the I formation again. It's going to be another give. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Nice little fake give to the fullback. Fletcher calls his own name. He's in for the touchdown. Or on the right side. The Knights take the lead 40-28 with 4:12 left to go in the first half. That is a lot of points scored in the first half. I'm not going to say it's unexpected. And when Burdock comes in, a great football team. Some of the question marks here for the Irish were along the offensive and defensive line, if they'd be able to stop the running game. Elwin Murdoch has scored multiple different ways. They're going to line up for the extra point here again.
Oh.
Offsides by the Irish. That will go half the distance. Perhaps Elwin Murdoch will now go for the two-point conversion since they're now 1 yard away from the end zone.
Looks like both your linebackers were trying to anticipate the snap count and just was about a half a second too soon.
The idea of blocking an extra point kick is kind of fun. I think you get a little anxious there.
Yeah.
The ball now is on the one and a half. They will line up. Shotgun formation.
Oh, that
was it's going to be a procedure call on Elwin Murdoch, so now they're going to go back 5 yards. So probably line up for the extra point again. They were in a wildcat formation with Hosier set to receive the snap direct. And I couldn't tell. I'm thinking not all the linemen were set. Usually Fletcher's a quarterback and waits for that. Perhaps Hosier got a little anxious on calling the cadence. They will line up for the extra point. Henry Coleman lined up, and that might be a false start on him.
Yeah. Again, your linebacker's trying to jump up there, and just enough to draw them off sides.
Another false start on Elwood Murdoch. They will be backed up another 5 yards. A few subs coming in here for the Knights. Max Weininger is in. I wonder if they're going to try to go for the two-point conversion now from their own 11-yard line. Surely if the kicker can kick an extra point, he can kick it from here.
You would think, but they're not.
Coach knows better than I do. I've never seen this team before. They're going to go for the two-point conversion. Shotgun formation for Fletcher. He's got twins each side, and open to the two-point conversion is Riley Wilson.
That's
two-point conversion is good. 42-28, Elwood Murdoch over the Irish here with 4:12 left in the second quarter. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, home of the Peru State Bobcats here at the Oak Bowl. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau. Services in Auburn and Falls City. See Jake and Tasha in Auburn or Weston and Falls City. With 4:12 left in the second quarter on a 15-yard run by your quarterback Fletcher, capped two plays and a 17-yard drive. Fletcher to Wilson for a two-point conversion, and now the Knights are up 42-28.
Knights and Irish here in their first ever meeting. We're exchanging blows nicely, able to keep up with each other on the scoring now. A couple mishaps for the Irish on the fumble on the last drive has led to the Knights now taking a two-possession lead. You really need to look for the Irish to, let's see, Elwood Murdoch deferred the toss, so they're going to get the ball at half. Kickoff here, end over end, it's going to be a touchback. And the Irish will have the ball at their own 15-yard line.
Irish will have a perfect in.
The new Irish uniforms, there's somewhat of a distinct color difference from those that have sweaty uniforms and those that don't. There's a darker green out there that you can tell from those that have been on the field a little longer. Nice stitched uniforms. Not the old-school screen print. Sam Dunn bringing in the play for the Irish. They'll go to a shotgun formation. You got Trips to the right. Looks like Nelson, Simon, and Keithley. Snapback is going to be a quick quick screen to Keithley along the right side. And he will go for a gain of 9, out of bounds on the near sideline.
Shoving him out of bounds was Riley Wilson, along with Dyson Mans.
Irish with 4:05 in the second quarter here to work with. Don't think you're necessarily in any sort of hurry up. This isn't the 2-minute drill yet. You definitely don't want to give the ball back here before the half. You definitely do want to score if you're the Irish. Elwood Murdoch in control here of the game.
Carson Sells brought the play in.
And looks like Jamie Stice is perhaps nursing an injury here on the sideline. Carson Sells now rotating at end for the Irish. And will run a quarterback sneak for the first down there in their tight punch formation. Irish first down and 10 at their own 26-yard line. James Freshall bringing in the play. Relays the message. Irish break the huddle. Shotgun formation. Twins to the right. Twins to the right. James is going to split out too. James Freshall. Keithley in motion from left to right. Sam Dunn looking around the right side. Overthrow by the intended Joe Simon, who was nearly triple covered. There is a flag in the Irish backfield that will be holding on the Irish. And I would imagine Elwood Murdoch will back them up. Again,
three white jerseys covering Simon there as he comes out of the tight end position. 3:28 left to go in the first half here. Irish looking to cut into this 14-point lead. Ellen Murdoch up 42-28 here. Pru State College Game of the Week on KTNC. I'm Lucas Freshel, joined with you by Troy Nelson. And it's a beautiful night for football. We were here 2 years ago, and it was hot. It was hot.
This was beautiful.
Shotgun formation, another Twins to the left. Carson Sells split out there. Sam Dunn looks to him. It's a pump fake. He's got a man wide, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Knights. They say maybe that ball was thrown a little bit to the middle of the field to the inside, and the Knights were kind of just sitting in that umbrella coverage there, able to make the pick.
Fletcher in on the interception for the Knights.
Irish kind of pressing here a little bit, perhaps. Keithley was open there at the beginning of the play. And I'm not saying Sam held it too long. It was just he was trying to lead him down the field, but Fletcher was sitting in that umbrella defense, and now the Knights will take over at their own 34. First and 10, 3:19 left to go in the first half. Shotgun formation, false start. Yeah, they got it. False start here on the near side by Riley Wilson, just a half step too early. That'll back up the Knights 5 yards. First and 15 from the Knights' own 29.
All started on the offense. First down and 15.
Irish looking for a stop here. 3:18 to go. Shotgun formation again for Fletcher. He's got Hosier to his right. Single wide outs to each side. It's going to be a quick out pump fake. Quick out go.
Oh,
and the throw was on the money, a little bit underthrown. But the intended receiver, Wilson, was able to kind of come back. I thought it hit him in a good spot and just missed coverage by James Freshel.
Yeah, Freshel in on the coverage and had some great coverage. But again, as you said, he's just moving a little bit backwards as he tried to catch it and couldn't get his hands up in the right spot.
James Freshel in the right place at the right time. Elwood Murdoch Knights break the huddle. They're going to go under center here in a tight I formation. Hosier is going to be the running back. They'll give it to him along the left side for an ISO. He breaks one tackle. Now he's off to the race with Sam Dunn, and he will outrun him into the touchdown. In case Hosier with 3:03 left to go in the first half. And it looks like the Knights have found a nice recipe here for scoring. For attacking the Irish defense. The Irish were in their 3-3 base set. Were able to stop him after a 1-2 yard gain. He bounced right off that tackle. And they will line up for the extra point try. 48-28. Elwood Murdoch looks like they will try for the 1 point extra point try. For Henry Coleman. The snap is there. Kick is up. And it is good. 49 for the Elmer Burton Knights. 48 for the Figure Hawk Irish. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska here at the Peru State Bobcat Hope Bowl. After scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, CJ Kintasha, or Weston in Falls City. 3-on-3, that's in the second quarter, on a 50-yard run. Tozier capped two plays with 56 yards. Fletcher for the one-point traditional PAT makes the score 49-28, Hillman Murdoch Knights.
Kate Hozier looking like the football player that we thought he was, looking like the running back. He's an athlete. He's a triple jump, long jump state champion as a sophomore in Class D, runner-up in the triple jump, I believe, in Class C last year, beaten out by a Lord's Knight. The name eclipses me now. But, true athleticism, I think, is judged by, how good you are at track. That's my barometer. And Kate Hozier marks those qualifications. Another discussion that I've seen recently is this Isaiah Zelazny from Osceola, who has competed in two state track meets in Class D, and he's won 8 gold medals his sophomore and junior year. His freshman year, state track meet was canceled due to COVID, but discussion has arisen by the Nebraska high school sports media if Isaiah Zelazny is perhaps the Class D all-sports best athlete, football, basketball, and track. Up for discussion. Snap back to Sam Dunn in a shotgun formation for the Irish. It's a keeper around the left side. He'll be tackled for a 2-yard gain here. Sam Clemenson on the tackle. Sam Dunn. 2:45 left to go in the second quarter. The Knights are in full control here, up 3 touchdowns, 49-28 on the Irish. Irish really need to try to get a score here to stick with them. I don't think you're going to see Ellen Burrock's going to continue to score. Shotgun back to Sam Dunn. It's going to be a toss right to Riley Nelson, who will. I'm sorry, that was Evan Keithley on the carry up the right side for the first down for a gain of 8. Across the 25-yard line to the 26. Clock is ticking here. 2:18, 2:15. Irish in the huddle. Looks like they will split them out again. Trips to the left. Joe Simon here to the right. Shotgun formation for Sam Dunn. Snap back to Dunn. Offensive line does their job, gives them plenty of time. Quick out to Joe Simon here on the near sideline on the right side. Good for 6, maybe 7. Riley Wilson on coverage there for the Knights, shoving Joe Simon out of bounds. Well done to get out of bounds there. You are a little bit of a 2:01 on the clock. You are in a 2-minute drill here. Irish break the huddle. It'll be spread again. Carson Sells, Riley Nelson, and Evan to the left. Another quick out to Joe Simon, isolated on the right. He makes a move, breaks a tackle, across midfield, up to the 31-yard line. Pretty nifty. Irish have found maybe a little isolation play for Joe Simon to exploit the left cornerback of the Knights here. Vaughn Renzel shoving him out of bounds after the first down. The Irish sticking with this formation where they go trips to the left and split out Joe Simon to the right. 1:54, clock is stopped. It will now be same formation. Riley Nelson, James Freshel, Evan Keithley on the left. Joe Simon on the right. It's going to be a false start. The penalty flag is there. 5-yard false start penalty on the Irish. We'll back them up to the 36-ish yard line, where they will have 1st and 15. James Freshel out. In for the Irish is Carson Sells. It's that same formation, trips left. Joe Simon split out right. Shotgun formation. Bradley Nelson in motion from left to right, and Sam Dunn is under duress. It's going to be a sack. Knights back at the Irish 34-yard line. Clements
and Lon Renzo for the Knights.
Like one of the Owen Murdoch Knights coaches was signaling the other way, thinking that there was a fumble. That was maybe after the whistle. The whistle came before the Knights were able to take Sam Dunn to the ground. Irish break the huddle here. It is second down and way long. Second down and maybe 19. No, second down and 24.
Penalty
flag on the play. Aggressive signaling.
Stop the clock.
For the Irish to stop the clock.
Referees are talking it out here. Looks like they're telling Joe Simon.
Are they telling Joe Simon that he has to leave? Is that a function of injury, blood on the uniform? Looks like they maybe will do a reset on the clock. I'm not sure why Joe Simon has to come out.
Yeah, they're not looking at him. They're not doing anything different to him.
Doesn't look like...
Referee's talking to him a little bit, but...
Coach Schultz is not arguing at all. He's not questioning the decision. It looks like now they will try to put some time back on the clock. Maybe, or...
Can they do that? Yep, they can do that.
Yep, looks like they put 11 seconds back on the clock. We'll take a little time out here. Peru State College, game of the week here on KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to opening week of Nebraska high school football. It is also opening week for college football, week zero. The Irish are over in Ireland. They will kick off against Northwestern tomorrow. Is it 11:30,
I think so.
I think it's 11:30. The first game of the year will be at 11 a.m. I remember who that is, but then the Huskers will kick off at 11:30 from Dublin, and seeing a few social media posts today, it looks like the Huskers have shown up well over in Dublin. All right, we're back. 101 left here in this first half. Shotgun formation for the Irish. Sam Dunn takes a snap. He's going to look downfield deep to the right for Evan Keithley. It's going to be just a little bit overthrown. Keithley running a post pattern from the right to the left and intended for him.
And on the coverage there is number 11, Reed Fletcher.
Reed Fletcher was sticking with him, keeping stride. The Irish faced here with a 3rd and 24-ish from their own 35. I'd say, if you can try to get maybe half of it here, but I don't think you're going to go for it on 4th down if you're looking at 4th and 10 from midfield-ish. Shotgun formation, twins to the right. It's going to be a screen pass to Joe Simon. Looks like it was...
Simon,
Dropped by Joe Simon, was running a little screen, and then the blockers were out to the right for him. Incomplete, clock stop, 50 seconds left in the first half. Edwin Burdock in control of this game here, 49-28 over Sacred Heart. Kate Hosier with a phenomenal game from the halfback position. One of the best players in Southeast Nebraska. Irish are set to punt. Evan Keithley will punt for the Irish. He's going to
drop kick it to the left side, angles it out of bounds. Well done. Precision out at the 7-yard line. And with the change of possession here, 40 seconds left in the first half. So a few comments, a few predictions. Of course, this is what we do as Husker football fans, right? We all predict it. 3-9 last year for the Huskers. Coach Frost on the hot seat. Mark Schlabaugh for ESPN.com released a couple, wild picks, and he's picking Coach Frost to be fired after the Purdue game this year.
Really?
Hate to see that. Hopefully we go 10-2. Snap back for the Knights to Hozier. He's going to make one man miss, two men miss. He's going to be off to the races down the middle of the field, and he will score
Hozier.
Another touchdown for Cade Hozier to make it 55-28, Elwood Burdock. And just, just some tough going for the Irish defense in the tackling department tonight. And when Murdoch will line up for the extra point, 55-28, 26 seconds left to go in the first half. Holder is Wilson, kicker is Coleman. Extra point is up, extra point is good. With 26 seconds left to go, 56-28, you're listening to the Pre-State College Game Week here on KTNC, 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM.
Fall City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff and now seeing patients at Community Medical Center in Fall City and Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal is a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska Medical Center graduate, passionate about family medicine and about building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Community Medical Center in Fall City. Learn more or make an appointment at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, home of the Peru State Bobcats here at the Oak Bowl. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. This is Jay Katasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. 73-yard run by Hozier in the second period with 26 seconds left. Cap a one play, 73-yard drive. Fletcher puts a kick up, 56-28, Elwood Murdock Knights over the Irish. Elwood Murdock set to kick here. Just 26 seconds left in the first half. Set to kick will be Henry Coleman. Ball down at his own 30-yard line. He's had an excellent night of touchbacks. Only two of the kickoffs tonight have not been touchbacks. They've got 56 points. That's 8 touchdowns, plus their opening kickoff of the game. So he's 7 of 9 on touchbacks, and these touchbacks are deep into the end zone. They are going 15 to 18 yards deep in the end zone. And, the Irish are down here, 56-28. Unexpected to be down this much, yes. Is Elwood Murdock, was this unexpected for them? I would say no. I would say they know what they got. They know they got a good team. Hand off to, is that Nelson? Is that Riley there?
Heathley
on the power play to the right side. That'll probably end the first half. And will, I think, Elwood Murdock's going to need to find some substitutes here. The game's not over. It's going to be tough to pick up ground, especially with Kate Hozier and Elwood Murdock rolling. But we'll talk a little bit more about that here as we come back. A little break for halftime here. 56-28, Elwood Murdock 9 over Sacred Heart Irish here at halftime. You're listening to the Game of the Week, Peru State College, on KTNC 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska. Peru State College, home of the Oak Bowl since 1901. All right, halftime post-game stats brought to you by Umbrooster Motor Company in Falls City. Since 1951, more than you expected for less than you imagined. In the first quarter, 10:44 left in the first quarter, 60-yard pass from Dunn to Stice. Capital 3 played a 65-yard drive, make it 6-0, Irish. 8:18 left in the first quarter, 5-yard run by Fletcher. Cap the 8 play, 65 yards, extra point by Coleman. 7-6, Knights. 6:07 left in the first, 10-yard run by Hosier. Got the 3 play, 50-yard drive. Extra point by Coleman. 14-6, Knights. The Irish answer back at the end of the first quarter with 2:09 left on a 1-yard run by Dunn. About 8 plays, 65 yards. Dunn into the 2-point conversion to tie the ball game, 14-all. In the second quarter at 10:39, Fletcher runs on a 1-yard run. Got 3 plays, 60 yards. 2-point conversion failed, 20-14, Knights. 9:46 in the second, 67-yard run. A pass from Dunn to Simon. Cap of 2 plays, a 67-yard drive, and a 2-point conversion failed. Tied at 20. 7:22 left in the second, 32-yard run by Hosier. 4 plays, 54 yards. Fletcher for the 1-point conversion. Make it 28-20. 2-point conversion. With 5:23 left in the second quarter, a 50-yard pass from Dunn to Simon, 5 plays, 65-yard drive, Dunn for the 2-point conversion, 28-all. And then for the rest of the second quarter, it was all Elmwood Murdoch. 5 minutes left, 52-yard run by Hosier, 2 plays, 52 yards, 28-34. 4:12 left in the second quarter, 15-yard run by Fletcher. 2-play drive, 17 yards. Fletcher to Wilson for the 2-point, 42-28. 3:03 left in the second on the 50-yard run by Hosier. Capped a 2-play, 56-yard drive. Fletcher for the PAT, make it at 49-28. And right there, 26 seconds left before the half on the 73-yard run was Hosier. 1-play, 73-yard drive. Fletcher for the PAT, making it 56-28 at halftime. That's a lot of scoring, Troy. This is an hour and 45-minute first half. That's what's going to happen when you have all those scores. I didn't expect this. I expected
Elwood Murdoch. I think in my head I have the Irish as maybe a 2-touchdown underdog. If they could even maybe find a way to control Hoosier. But I think what we're looking at here is we're looking at a good Sacred Heart football team that is challenged with trying to stop one of the best athletes in the area. The other challenge that goes with that is that the Irish offensive and lines are a little inexperienced. They lost 10 letter winners from last year, and trying to regroup is kind of a tough test for the first game of the year. Cade Hoosier is going to score multiple touchdowns this year. He will likely lead Elwood Murdoch deep into the playoffs. I think that's a team that's going to need to find some extra help from their bench. They're going to get into some of these tough games where, you know, I'm not seeing a ton of subs coming in for Elwood Murdoch, but they've got an excellent football team. They've got a tight-knit seniors, and I'm not so much surprised by Elwood Murdoch's scoring attack as maybe much as I am at the Irish's inability to make tackles tonight.
Right. You know, and again, we thought it would be a slugfest, and that's what the first quarter was, and part of the second quarter, but then just bottom fell out. The momentum went all the way to Elwood Murdoch. You know, and they're going to get the ball coming out of the half.
Yep, they will. The Irish scored first. Elwood Murdoch was able to answer. At 28-28, you're looking like you got a pretty good game going here. I believe Elwood Murdoch then scored the next touchdown. And then on the Irish next possession, an exchange fumble, and Elwood Murdoch was able to take over possession, you know, inside their own 25 or 20-yard line, scored the next play or two to go up by 2 touchdowns, and it's kind of been downhill from there. I think the Irish were able to get a couple first downs on the next subsequent drive, but they've missed a lot of tackles, and Cade Hoosier has made them pay for that. So, you know, the first meeting between Elwood Murdoch and Sacred Heart on the football field, the Elmwood Pirates in 1972 squared off with the Irish for the Galaxy Conference Championship. That was 11-man football. It was a long time ago. But you know that Elwood Murdoch, I believe Elwood Murdoch has been looking forward to this game. Some of the quotes coming from their kids, some of the quotes coming from Coach Lance Steffen alluded to that, and they are shining bright in a big week one game here in 8-man at Peru State College. It is the game of the week on KTNC. It's the Peru State College game of the week. Peru State College making some investments in their athletic department here. Recently, a $14.6 million project, Project Roar, will add 104,000 square feet of indoor space, 5 buildings to the campus, largest construction project in their 155-year history. 5 total buildings they hope to be completed in the fall of 2024. Some of the articles had said that their current facility, the Wheeler Fieldhouse, couldn't support all the activities that they're offering here at this beautiful school in southeast Nebraska.
Right. I got one score to pass on. At the end of the third quarter, Platteview is ahead of Fall City, 33-0. I said, you were looking at yours. What do you got?
Yeah, that's I'm seeing some updates on that. You know, if you look at the enrollments, we talked about it earlier, they come out every other year. Platteview has been a really good football team lately. Their coach, Coach McLaughlin, has been a really good coach for them. Tigers reloading. Coach Bangert is going to be a wonderful leader for Tiger football, christening the new Joe Brown Stadium field turf tonight. The Platteview's enrollment is a little bit higher than the Tigers. Tigers are in the, I think, the bottom five. They might be the bottom five of C1 in enrollment. I think Platteview is either number one of eligible Class C1 teams. They might be number 3 overall. So a little disparity there. But I like what Coach Bangert is doing. He's got some experience there in Omaha coaching football. And he's got a passion, and there's a lot of young athletes who I've seen umpiring baseball just through the years, refereeing some JV and junior high. features Bryce there for Tiger Football. Just ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw tonight there at Joe Brown Stadium. Other scores, I see an Auburn update here. 26-8, Auburn's up with 2:45 left to go in the third. Pawnee City put up 70. Let's see, that's an old score there. I was exchanging some texts with a couple of Irish alumni, you know, wondering the last time that, you know, this high-scoring attack has happened against the Irish. In 2011, Pawnee City put up 76 on the Irish. They were out to a 76-36 win. This game has a similar feel, a similar score. There's 4.5 minutes left here at halftime, and we will send it back to the studio here. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC Falls City. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Increasing cloud cover tonight, a low of 69 degrees with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, look for scattered showers and storms popping up mainly in the afternoon hours. High temperature in the upper 80s with winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Showers and a few thunderstorms Saturday night with temperatures in the upper 60s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Sunday, chance of isolated showers and storms with highs in the upper 80s. Sunday night, scattered showers and storms with temperatures in the upper 60s. Monday, look for mainly sunny skies, but a chance of afternoon showers and storms with highs in the mid 80s. Tuesday, sunny, but isolated afternoon showers possible again with a high in the low 80s. And for Wednesday, chance of afternoon showers with high temperatures in the lower 80s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 79.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails, operator comfort beyond compare, smarter, easier, and more intuitive controls. We've had 100-plus years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. Available at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
What's your money doing right now?
Is it sitting there doing absolutely nothing? It's time to start putting it to work. Invest it. Make it grow for the future. Come see us and together we'll develop an investment strategy tailored just for you. Together we grow. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru State College. Live at the Oak Bowl, it is the high school KTNC Peru State College game of the week. The Elmwood Burdock Knights have put up 56 points on the Irish. I would venture to say that perhaps the most, gosh, I don't know, is that the most points in the first half of the Douglas era? I am not confirming that. I'm going with a gut feeling. The Irish have 28 points. There's 2 minutes left here at halftime. 56-28, Elmwood Burdock in total control in the game of the week. Troy, what do you think?
Well, we were saying this during that break. Elmwood's coming out with the ball after halftime. And the Irish have a huge uphill battle to fight. And this is what you want to see out of your team. Are we going to fight? Or are we just going to fold up?
That's it right there.
You got to have some senior leadership here. They got, again, it's going to be tough to win the game. But, again, as a coach, you want to see some fight in your team and not just bending over. Because a true traditional Irish team, you're going to take some knocks here. Are you going to come out with your head up walking or head down?
I'm sure that was probably a lot of the message from Coach Gold from halftime here. The good thing is that Elmwood Burdock is in Class D1.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that some could argue that D2 is actually just as challenging, if not more challenging, than D1.
Oh, definitely.
How was Dodge won D1 last year? They're in D2. A lot of the sports writers are saying that D2 is just stacked. Also, how peculiar, for the first time in Nebraska high school football history, there are more 6-man and 8-man yep. football teams in the state than there are 11-man. A lot of teams switched classes last year. And
a lot dropped down, yes.
A lot of them have dropped down. So, just like you said, if you want to see the Irish come out with fight, with will, with gut, take a little pride in that cheer mark on the helmet, and see if you can try to slow down this offense.
Right. And pretty much the whole offense has been number 22 running this game. He's the first team all-stater from last year, Cade Hozier. He's, 1,600 yards rushing last year and minus one game.
Yeah, 203.3 yards per game last year. He's totally the guy. He's a running back. He's 5'9", 170 pounds. And he's kind of that. I mean, Barry Sanders is one of the greatest to do it. But, he's very shifty. A lot of reverse pivots to make guys miss. And I don't think it's an exaggeration to say he broke 12 to 15 tackles in the first half.
Yeah. And we're not keeping official stats up here, but he's got a lot of yards rushing.
Does
a lot. All right. We're getting set to start the second half here. All right. I know it's past most of your bedtimes at 9 o'clock, but beautiful weather tonight here in the Oak Bowl, 76 degrees, a little bit of the breeze, but just beautiful place if you've never been here in southeast Nebraska. All right. Evan Keithley setting the ball up on the 30, getting ready to kick it off, and we've got Dozier set up down around the 3-yard line. Or not Dozier. Looked like a Dozier, but number 12 back down there, Riley Wilson. Yeah, it looks like the Elmwood Murdock team water boys didn't do their job. They left the water bottles down in the end zone.
This is the one blemish of the night for the Elwood Murdoch Knights team. Sorry if you are a parent or cousin of one of the water boys, but they accidentally left one of the water bottles in the end zone.
First game of the season. We know what we got to work on.
Silly human mistake. Just
all right, here we go. Keith Lee, left-footed kicker here, set to kick from left to right to the south end zone. The kick is away, and it's going to be fielded at about the 8-yard line. Bobbled on the turf and picked up, running to the right side, and oh, man, he's got some running room down the sideline, and he's going to take it all the way. Riley Wilson in on the... So, what do you got? 70-yard kick off return to start the second half.
Yeah. That's not what you're looking for. It's kind of everything against what we talked about, what the Irish are looking for. And,
oh, boy.
Who should they rein that in?
Riley Wilson.
Thank you.
Yeah, so now here, well, we're not going to see Kate Hozier running the ball. Well, maybe we will now on this two-point try. And nope. Yeah, they're setting up to kick it. All right, so Wilson's your holder. Coleman's your kicker. Snap is away. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is through the uprights for your PAT. So with 11:49 left in the third quarter, the Knights score on the opening kickoff to take the lead 63-28. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC AM 1230.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl here at Peru State. This scoring recap brought to you by State Fox. I lost my sheet. Where's my sheet?
Over there.
Who is the scoring recap?
Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Jake and Tasha, or Weston in Fall City?
I'm sorry, I was...
You're trying to add in your head.
Yeah, it's a kickoff return by Wilson for 70 yards. The extra point was good. 63-28, Elwood Murdoch.
I used my calculator. It's a 35-point spread.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was looking
for their fingers working.
I was thinking, man, the good thing about this is that we'll have a continuous running clock. After an hour and 45-minute first half.
Yeah, hour and 40, yes. All right, so Elwood Murdoch set the kickoff here from their 30-yard line. Coleman's your kicker. He's been doing a fantastic job, and this one's going to be fielded at the 5-yard line by Evan Keithley. He's going to squirt to the left side, crossing the 20, moving up to the 25, and going to be shoved out of bounds around the 25.
Evan Keithley with the kickoff return.
That's
penalty.
I say one thing you want to do. Don't avoid it. Don't avoid any of those weird penalties where you get frustrated. And
face mask on the Knights. Yeah. You don't want to get frustrated and start losing your focus.
You're up 35. You kind of get away with that. If you get a face mask and you're the Irish, it's not going to go well on Monday film session. Irregardless, the Irish are down 35. There should be a running clock here. I think that's still the rule.
That's still a rule. Yep, you're there. All right, so Irish will have the ball. First and 10 on their own 49-yard line. You still got Leonard in. Ned and Rip's your center. And I think Krause is your tight end on the other side. Shotgun formation. Dunn is going to give to Evan Keithley. Evan Keithley's following the blocker to the right. And he touched the ball down. He's going down the sideline. 10, goal, touchdown, Evan Keithley. On a 41-yard run.
Go on, get, Kevin.
So the Irish set that one up pretty good. And, again, Nelson out there on the blocking along with Joe Simon and just bringing Keithley to the outside. And finally, we get to see Evan's speed. Because Evan is, you know, a first-team All-Stater from last year, too, and he does have some speed. But finally, he got to the corner, and we got to see it.
Yeah, he's the all-class record holder for receiving yards in a playoff game.
That Kennesaw game last year.
298.
All right, Irish steps the two-point conversion. Dunn's in the shotgun, triplets to your right. He's going to sling it to Simon around the right side, and Simon's going to squirt ahead, following his blockers for the two-point conversion. So with 11:13 left in the third quarter, the Irish answer the call, 36-63, they're trailing. You're listening to High School Football on MSCSports.net.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Sulzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This is the Peru State College Week on KTNC 1230. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake, Tasha, or Weston in Fall City. Evan Keithley with a 41-yard run. 11:13 left to go in the second half. It was a one-play, 41-yard drive. The extra point was good. The Irish, 36, Ellen Murdoch, 63.
All right, Keithley set the kick from the 30. Again, down on the 3-yard line is Riley Wilson for Ellen Murdoch. Let's see, we got Lechtenberg in here on the kickoff team, trying to get some other numbers here for you.
So I think the deal on the 35-point deal, once you get to 35, there, you can't go back.
Yeah, you can. It's a... Now it's back to normal clock.
Is that right? Okay, maybe I'm confusing that with basketball. Maybe basketball
okay.
Doesn't.
There you go. This one goes back and forth.
Okay, all right.
We're back to normal clock. Ball bounces around the 5-yard line, picked up, and there we go. We got, finally, there you go. Nelson wraps him up. Doesn't bring him down, but stops his forward momentum, all right, for the stop.
There you go. Let's go senior leadership out there. That's what you're looking for. Get those seniors out there. Keep wrapping up. Tackles, great tackle by Riley Nelson. One of the best tackles of the night.
Well, I don't know about the best tackle of the night, but
it was.
Stopped his forward progress.
You know what? For as many tackles as Owen Murdoch has broken tonight.
There you go. All right. All right, let's see. Elmwood has the ball first and 10 on their own 15-yard line. They're in the I formation. Again, Fletcher under the quarterback. The give is going to be, a keeper on the right side. He faked to the fullback, and he's going to rumble ahead for about 5 yards.
Another good one there. Riley Nelson, right position, playing from the left linebacker, maybe middle linebacker spot. Got to the second level, and Riley Nelson able to wrap him up and bring him to the ground.
Second down and 5 for Elwood Murdoch. They're making a lot of changes here. I think there was 2 guys that came in, maybe 3. Try and get some numbers for you. They're on the far side of the field in their white jerseys. I formation, Fletcher under the center. He fakes to Dozier, dropping back to pass. And it's going to be caught there by... Man, good catch, and he rumbled forward. Number 33, Von Renzo.
Made some play there. It was kind of just a little... it was kind of a quick screen, if you will. And rumbles ahead, broke one tackle, taken down by perhaps, I missed the Irish player, brought him down. Joe Simon with a good rush there, head of steam, giving up 10. Maybe he's going to get a sack, but Fletcher able to get rid of that ball just in time.
All right, first and 10, Knights on their own 36-yard line, I formation. Again, Fletcher under the center. Caston and Hosier dropping back to pass. Fletcher, he's got a man open, but overthrows him. And it was intended for, and I can't see that number over there. Looks like it's Riley Wilson.
Fletcher is incomplete.
Defended there by Sammy Dunn from his left D-back position. The Irish have come with their regular starters here on D. And you were correct. The clock has stopped at 9:56.
Riley Wilson bringing the play in from the sideline. Shotgun formation. Receiver to your right and left. And the ball is given to, guess who? Kate Hozier on the left side. He breaks two tackles. He breaks another third one. And running down the sideline, and he breaks two more. So Kate Hozier takes the ball from about the 40-yard line and rumbles forward for another touchdown. 9:46 left in the third quarter. Cade Hozier. You're in southeast Nebraska. That name, you're going to hear it a lot throughout the year. Well, maybe not hear it a lot on the radio, but he's going to do some phenomenal stuff this year up in D1 for Elwood Murdoch.
He's a good football player. He broke four tackles on that play. Two or three of them should have been brought to the ground.
Yeah.
The dude's just shifty. Good football player.
Going for the two-point conversion here. I formation under the center is Fletcher. Dropping back to pass to Fletcher. He's got lots of time. Setting up, throws it, and it's going to be completed with a two-point conversion to Henry Coleman. Two-point conversion, Elwin Murdoch. With 9:46 left in the third quarter, Elwin Murdoch moves ahead 71-36. You're listening to High School Football on FM 107.1.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM. You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. See Jake, Tasha, or our boy Weston in Fall City. The Peru State College game of the week, and Elwin Murdoch is taking it to the Sacred Heart Irish. They're up 71-36 after Cade Hozier's sixth touchdown comes on a 40-yard run where he broke four tackles. He's probably broken 20 on the night. Coleman was in for the two-point conversion after a five-play, 60-ish-yard drive. The Knights are in total control with a running clock, 71-36 over the Irish.
Coleman set to kick off. Kick is away, and it's going to be into the end zone for a touchback.
Well, I don't know. We talked about that 72 game. You know, the papers called it Bornemeyer versus Witt for the headline. The Irish won 37-0, won a state championship. Little payback. I mean, there's some fans out there that are thinking payback.
Yeah. All right, Irish will have the ball. 1st and 10 on their own 15-yard line. Again, the point spread more than 35 now, so we'll have a running clock. Irish break the huddle. In fact, you got Krause, Nedenriff, and Leonard on the line. Simons, your tight end on the right. Split out to the left. Shotgun formation. Dunn's going to fake to Keithley and keep it and run behind his blockers and move up for about 5 yards.
Riley Wilson came in with a head of steam there. Wasn't able to hit Dunn clean. He was coming in looking to make a little pop.
Second down and 4 for the Irish. Clock running with 9:24 left in the third quarter. James Freshel bringing the play in from the sideline. He'll be your tight end on the left side. Simon on the right side. It's going to be an I formation. Dunn's coming up under center. Nelson and Keithley in the backfield. Dunn takes a snap. He turns and pitches to Keithley on the left side, and Keithley's not going to get anything. It's going to be at about a 3-yard loss.
You know, that's a real first significant loss on a running play for the Irish tonight. Now, what just happened right there is something that I was a little bit nervous about coming into the game with all the question marks on the Irish offensive line. I thought the offensive line, you know, they've kind of held up a little bit, but that was the first time that Elwin Murdoch D has really gotten into the backfield and stalled a run like that.
Right. So 3rd down and 6 now for the Irish. I formation, Dunn under center, dropping back to pass. going to throw it across the Simon, across and around across the middle, and he's going to get enough for the first down and a little bit more. About a 7-yard pass there from Dunn to Simon, and Simon looks like he's got a cramp.
Max Weininger, 185-pound senior on the tackle there, and yeah, you've got a track meet out here, 71-36, it's in the 80s, it's first game of the season. He's cramping up. That's just what it is.
And what I love to see right there is your center, Matthew Nedenrick, running over to help lift the legs up and start stretching them out before your coaches got over and took over. So great for your center, Nedenrick. So we got injury timeout on the Irish. The clock is stopped with 8:11. We're going to send it back to the station for Aaron to put a 30-second advertisement in. You're listening to High School Radio on KTNC AM 1230.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru State College, your game of the week on AM 1230. Elwood Murdoch Knights, D1, ranked number 9. Playing on the road. The host team is the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish, D2, ranked number 5, right? But we're playing in Peru, right? We do have an injury on the field. We've just got some cramping issues going on the far side. Both assistant coaches out there trying to do the best that they can, right? Lucas, what do you got?
It could be argued that Cade Hozier is the best 8-man player in Southeast Nebraska. Definitely one of the top players in Southeast Nebraska all class. But one thing that's not up for discussion is the A-plus broadcasting team of John and Randy, who are together at Boys Town. Try to segue that in there.
A-plus.
Boys Town. And the final from Boys Town against Auburn. Auburn wins their home their season opener 33-7.
And Platteview on the road at Fall City, they win 40-0. All right, Simon's up, walking off the field under his own power, not getting help. He's walking after the coach has got his legs all stretched out. So after that stop, it's 1st and 10 Irish on their own 30-yard line. Irish break the huddle. James Freshel's going out wide to the left, and I think it's Carson Simon. They're tight end on the right side. Shotgun formation. Most backs are split. Take the Keithley. Dunn dropping back to pass. Now he's going to run out of the pocket. And he's going to unload it. Got a receiver, James Freshel, on the right side. James cuts back to the left, and he's going to be dropped and put down around the 30-yard line down with Murdoch. But we got a late flag thrown here.
They got an injury here. There's, looks like Evan Keithley is cramping up too. I thought he had a knee injury, but then he started grabbing the other leg.
All right, and, you know, the weather tonight is beautiful. It's not hot. It's not muggy. You know, it's 76 degrees out right now. And, again, hour and 45-minute first half is taking their toll on them. All right? They're not doing – I mean, they're just cramping up. Not enough hydration.
Yeah, you know, it's early in the season. The Irish have replaced a lot of players from last year.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of depth. There's not a ton of subs that are going to be in a situation like this.
Yeah.
And so that probably leads to a lot of this cramping.
Did you catch that call against the Irish? Looked like a 5-yard penalty.
I was looking down at Evan, and I totally forgot to look at the call.
All right, looked like a 5-yard penalty, so it's 1st and 10 now for the Irish, right at midfield. All right, Ned rips your center, and looks like Stice out to the left. Shotgun formation is done. He fakes to Nelson. He's going to keep it up in the middle, and he's going to get about 1 yard on that carry.
1 yard on the keeper there. Might have been better off giving it to Riley Nelson around the right side.
Now, with Keithley being out, it looks like we got Lechtenberg in as fullback, so Riley should move to the I-back position. For James Freshel bringing the play in from the sideline.
Bray right, Mommin's in for the night.
Stice out on the left, again with Nelson, and Freshel's on the right side.
That's you, Coleman.
Dropping back, the pass is done, and the ball's going to be tipped and falls incomplete.
Number 14, Deshio Coleman, the 6'2", 175-pound freshman for Ellen Murdoch is in. That's the fresh number that I see there. Good for the freshman, getting a little work. Looks like all other first-teamers there. I don't see any injuries on the far sideline, so it's not a function of that.
Looks like they got Lechtenberg in the game. Lechtenberg looks like he's moving to the tight end position on the right side. Empty backfield. Slots triplets out on the right side. Down in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He drops back and throws to James Freshel. Freshel moves to the left side and going to rumble up for about 5 yards.
In on the stop there, Caden Bacon. Somewhat of a newer name. He's a linebacker here. Wearing number 16 is a 5'11", 175-pound sophomore.
Fourth down and 5 for the Irish.
Nothing to lose, right?
Nothing to lose, but looks like we got some confusion on who's coming in and who's going out. We got a new number coming in here. Looks like Cooper Kanabi is coming in for the Irish.
This is always interesting.
And we are dropping back the punt. So Cooper Kanabi looks like is your punter because Evan Keithley is down here still stretching out his legs. Snap is away. Punt is away. That is Kanabi kicking it. He's going to bounce it around the 10-yard line where it will be downed by the Irish right there on the 9. So James Freshel downed it on the 9-yard line. So freshman Cooper Kanabi getting in the punt.
Good for Coop. It's, I'd say your first appearance in the varsity football game went well.
Yeah.
He is down the punt inside the 10.
Yeah. So, Elwin Murdoch Knights will take over first and 10 on their own 9-yard line. The clock is running with 4:45 left in the game. Elwin has the lead, 71-36.
And Evan is still struggling down there. He is. Those Grant are getting to him in his left calf muscle. And Coach Lim there trying to work it out.
All right, let's see who we got in quarterback here for Elwin Murdoch. Can't get a number over there. If they're in a shot, they're in the tight or a regular I formation. All right, if they give to the fullback, number 32, which is Rylan Caston. Caston's in on the carry.
I would imagine Coach Lance Steffen is, he's, you know, I don't. Sticker is not a threat to come back and win this game. But in the back of your head, you're probably thinking, there's 4 minutes left in the third quarter. I can't just throw in my second team there yet. Because the Irish do have playmakers. And you kind of want to keep the pedal to the metal with...
They do have Riley Wilson, looks like, in a quarterback. Having a tough time seeing that black number. Jumped off sides here by your defensive tight end on the right side.
Yeah, Caleb Kirkendall, they're going to get him for off sides. It was a hard count. You could tell it was a hard count. There was two or three Irish that jumped, but Kirkendall was the one that went across the line of scrimmage.
All right, let's see. Who's bringing the play in for him with the drop? We're on the far side of the hash mark. I can't get the number. It looks like it's 14. Shield Coleman. He'll be your eye back right now. The pitch is to Coleman to the right side. He's got some running rebounds around the 30-yard line.
Coleman on the carry.
Shoved out of bounds. Nelson in on the play. Looks like Vaughn Leonard in on the play, getting sideline to sideline. Trying to look to see if there's any new fresh numbers in for the Irish. Nobody's name that we haven't said yet, I don't believe. John Krause now getting some time at the end here for the Irish. He's at the right defensive end.
Elwin Murdoch breaks the huddle, second and one. Clock running with 2:28 left in the third quarter. I formation. Give to the fullback up to the middle. All right, again, this is your backup fullback. I think he's number 32, it looked like. Riley Caston's again.
Stopped by James Freshel on the play.
Cast a dent on the carry. And John Madhouse.
For the night.
Enough for the first down for the Knights.
Balls
ball on the 34-yard line. They break the huddle. I formation. Again, the pitch. The number 14, the Shield Coleman to the right side. He breaks a couple tackles. He cuts back to the middle. He runs right by your defensive back, and he's going 40 yards for the touchdown. The Shield Coleman. Backup running back for Elwin Murdoch takes it 40 yards to the house for a touchdown. Riley Wilson with a heck of a crackback block on Vaughn Leonard to open up that hole for the freshman. All right, the Knights break the huddle. They still are going to go with your traditional PAT. Coleman is your kicker. The snap is down. Oh, they do a fake to him. Nice pitch over his left shoulder, and he does get hit at the goal line by Sam Dunn, but he punches his way in for the two-point conversion. So a little trickery there, showing a little something different, but a two-point conversion by the Elwin Murdoch Knights. 1 minute, 38 seconds left in the third quarter, 77-36, Elwin Murdoch. You're listening to High School Football on MSCSports.net.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect those biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. TJ, Tasha, or Weston in Fall City. Boy, you said that a lot with all these scores.
Yeah.
It's the Peru State College game of the week here on KTNC. Another touchdown for the Elwin Murdoch Knights, this time by freshman DeShiel Coleman on a 40-yard run. 1:38 left to go in the third after a four-play, 55-ish-yard drive. They decided to run a fake extra point, and the Knights are up 79-36 over the Irish.
All right, Coleman is setting up to kick the ball here from his 30-yard line. Set to receive it, I think, is Stice, because Keithley's still on the bench. No, he's not on the bench. He's up moving around. Keithley's up moving, but he's not in the game. So the kick is away, and going to the end zone.
Vaughn Leonard here on the bench, either catching a breath, but he was the victim of an excellent crackback block on that touchdown run by DeShiel Coleman. Perhaps he got a little banged up on that block by Riley Wilson.
All right, Irish have the ball, first and 10 on their 15-yard line. See who we got in here now. I know Stice is in. I see his number. James Freshel's in. Riley Nelson's still in. Sam Dunn is your quarterback in the shotgun formation. Empty backfield, triplets to your right. Dunn's going to tuck it and run to your right. Follows a couple blockers. And he's going to get ahead for about an 8-yard gain.
Rest missed a face mask there, but what are you
going to
do?
Yeah. Dunn on a nice run. Got a new offensive lineman in on the game, number 52. I think that's going to be Evan Bailey. Evan Bailey's in on the game now for the Irish.
Roman Murdoch, 44, Tyson Manns. Subbing out the stud of the night, Cade Hosier. Also in on D. Let's see, Braden Mommens. We said his name a couple times tonight. Caden Bacon in at linebacker.
All right, Stice bringing the play in from the sideline. You know, your tight end on the left, two tight end formations, I formation. And Dunn's going to give to Nelson on the left side. Or no, that's not Nelson, that's Lechtenberg. Nelson's your I back now because Keithley's still out of the game. So Lechtenberg on the carry. He's your fullback now.
Aiden Schmidt, D
185-pound sophomore subbing in for the night. And it looks like second teamers are filling the defensive squad here for the night. Also in, number 67, Will Platt, a 240-pound junior. And the Irish are going to let the clock run down here to finish the third quarter. So after three, Elmwood Murdoch Knights lead the game 79-36. We'll send it back for a one-minute break to Aaron in the studio. You're listening to high school football on KTNC AM 1230.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to the beautiful Oak Bowl here in Peru, Peru State College. Game of the week on KTNC. The Lincoln Journal Stars game of the week is in total control by Elmwood Murdoch, 79-36 up over the Irish. Snap back to Chad Dunn. Shotgun formation, cross the middle to James Freshel, incomplete. We should have caught that. It's a good pass, cross the middle. Just a drop. Second down and 10 for the Irish.
Good coverage there by the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. Looked like you had number 12, Riley Wilson, in on the coverage.
Looks like Elmwood Murdoch has called off the dogs. It also looks like there is some news over. We've got a makeshift clock here. The big scoreboard here at the Oak Bowl is not currently functioning. And, oh, now the clock is off. There was still 12 minutes on the time score after that first play, which alerted the officials. Let's see, we're going to resume play, snap back to Sam Dunn across the middle there to that James Freshel, gets a second chance for the catch, and the Irish are across midfield. We've got a running clock here, so it's likely that the officials are just keeping the time on the field. The Irish first and 10 from the 50. And with a running clock, the refs are probably just keeping it there on the field. Shotgun formation for the Irish, who still have their first team in. Sam Dunn takes the snap, looks left, looks right, back left. Pass completed to Stice for 9.5, possibly 10 yards. Hit out of bounds there by Gio Coleman. And they will motion for a first down. We've got the scoreboard back up. And the scoreboard, you can't just type score and then manually type the score. And you have to do plus one, plus one, plus one. So they'll do that 79 times for the Knights. Snap back to Sam Dunn. He scrambles to the right side, guiding the receiver up the field. Tipped by the Elmwood Murdoch defender, number 30, Clayton Wagner. Pass intended for James Freshel along the far right side. Incomplete.
That was a great defensive play by Elmwood Murdoch, Clayton Wagner right there. He, in the right place at the right time, stuck his hand up to knock the ball down.
140-pound freshman is Wagner, who was clapping there after the play. Pretty excited about that. Irish break the huddle. They will go under center, I formation. The backs will split one each way. passes off to the right side to Riley Nelson, who puts his head down, breaks one tackle, breaks two, and a gang of Knights, three or four of them, will take it down after a nice 5-yard reception.
A lot of white shirts bringing Nelson down. Will Platt, one of them, as he runs off to the sideline.
Looks like we've got the scoreboard situation set up. The quarter still says one. We all know it's number four. It is 9:36 at night. That's what happens when you have all these scores, and it's not quadruple overtime.
Uh-oh.
Now, running onto the field for the Irish, Clayton Keithley getting some time in at left end.
Oh.
Snap back to Dunn, and the I formation was fumbled, and he jumps on it. Now it'll be fourth down and six for the Irish at their own 25.5-yard line.
I think you got a new center in the game, and that was part of the problem.
Yes.
Like Evan Bailey's your center, and the Sam Snap wasn't just where he wanted it.
Looks like in at quarterback now is Quincy Kelliker for the Irish, number 12, who hands it off around the left side for a sweep to Rob Freshel, getting his first carry on the night. Rob Freshel converts the fourth down into a first. And the Irish second team against the Elmwood Murdoch second team converts a first down.
Leo Rickley in on the tackle for Elmwood Murdoch.
Quincy Kelliker at quarterback. Lechtenberg at fullback. Rob Freshel at I-back. And there's a false start, or possibly, what is going on?
Huh.
Why did they not blow that dead?
That was a little different.
Yeah, it looked like a couple Irish linemen had jumped, but then the nose guard, Elwood Murdoch, number 67, I mean, don't just, Will Platt, he was playing to the whistle.
Playing to the whistle.
Yeah. It was a little confusing 3-4 second sequence there. Henry Rottinghouse bringing in the play for the Irish. Out is Lechtenberg. Clayton Keithley is in for the Irish. Evan Bailey is in for the Irish. Kelliker takes a snap. It's going to be a sweep left to Rob Freshel, who picks up maybe 1 or 2 yards. It'll be 3rd and 8 from the 14-yard line for the Irish. It looks like number 80, Connor Nelson, making an entrance into the game. 118-pound sophomore, son of Mr. Troy Nelson here on the broadcast.
Oh, this will make his mom sweat.
I formation, Kelliker pitches it off to Rob Freshel, who spins out of one tackle. And nice little run there by Cousin Rob.
Rob Freshel.
For 5 or 6 yards, and it'll bring up a 4th and 1. From the 6.
Fourth down and a yard to go for the Irish.
Henry Rottinghouse out for the Irish. Carter Nelson at left end. I formation for the Irish. Kelliker might call it on the... Oh, they got a false start there. Elijah Canonico is in the fullback position and just kind of flinched his left knee. He knows it. Kind of... Now he's subbing out. That would be a learning curve. You know, Canonico and Kelliker are two of those guys in the freshman class who were in the double. Kelliker sweep left to Rob Freshel, who looks for a little hole, and he's keeping open. He's going to get the first down at least. 5:40 left to go in the game. Elmwood Murdoch Knights taking it to the Sacred Heart Irish tonight. 79-36. We'll have to check the stats to see how many points have been scored on a Coach Doug Gold's varsity football team since he took over in 86, 87. Perhaps Elmwood Murdoch has set the new record. First and second, first and goal from the 2, give to Rob Freshel, around the right side and ISO up to the right.
It looked like he got in, but they're not giving it to him.
They're not going to give it to him. Nice little tackle there by Clayton Wagner. Second and goal from the one. Henry Ruddinghouse bringing the play in. Kelleher at quarterback, under center, I formation, basics, sweep left to Rob Freshel, and he will take it in. First career varsity touchdown. The Irish have scored. And
that's the touchdown for Rob Freshel.
He's got his, looks like his, maybe his left ankle maybe caught underneath him. He's walking it off. He's walking it off. It's pinching him, though. You can tell it's pinching him a little bit. The Irish will line up for the two-point conversion. 4:31 left to go in the game. 9:42. Lopsided track meet on a football field here today. I formation for the Irish. Kelleher takes a snap under center. Looks like a 32 blast pass across the middle to Clayton Keithley, I believe. Is that correct? Clayton Keithley catches the two-point conversion across the middle. And the Irish are down 79-44. You are listening to the Crew State College High School Game of the Week on KTNC 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, home of the Peru State Bobcats and the Oak Bowl. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, CJ Kintasha, or Weston in Fall City. Rob Freshel getting into the touchdown for the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish with 1 yard run with 4:31 left in the fourth quarter. Capped a 12 play, 65 yard drive from 2-point conversion from Kelleher to Clayton Keithley.
Irish kickoff returned. Wide open. Looks like Evan Murdoch is going to take it to the house. Is that number 30, Clayton Wagner? Or is it 8? Number 30, Clayton Wagner to the house to score their 85th point of the night. An unfortunate consequence there for the Irish second team kickoff. So, an unprecedented night here for Irish football, at least in the last 30 years. Elwood Murdoch has scored 85 points. The Irish have 44. This is one of those deals where, I mean, coming into this, Elwood Murdoch has a really good team. Mm-hmm. Sacred Heart has a pretty good team. Is this a function of Elwood Murdoch being really, really good with maybe the best running back in this part of the state, or the Irish just have an off night tackling? It's week one. It's hard to know. 2-point conversion here by Elwood Murdoch. It's going to be a quarterback super sweep around to the right side. He's in for the 2-point conversion. And with 4:20 left to go in the fourth quarter, Elwood Murdoch 87, Irish 44, KTNC Peru State College Game of the Week on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
So,
you're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM. You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farming superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farmin' City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru State College here. Your scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha, and Oliver, Northwestern Witt, in Fall City. Clayton Wagner off the kickoff return for a 50-yard run. Hunter Coleman in for the two-point conversion. Elwood Murdoch, 87. Fall City Sacred Heart Irish, 44.
As we were saying before the break there, it's week one. It's hard to tell. Are the Irish not performing up to par, or is Elwood Murdoch just really that good? I think there's probably a little bit of both going on here. Yeah. I think the Irish got some learning curves to work on, but they probably won't see a running back the rest of the year as they saw tonight. Elwood Murdoch kicks it out of bounds. There'll be a penalty there out at the 20-yard line. I'll go out on a limb. It's kind of like Danker last year for Kennesaw.
Right.
He was the best player in the class. They gave the ball to him 50-some times, and he won the state championship for Kennesaw. He was probably the best player that the Irish saw last year, and they lost the game. I'd be willing to say that Kate Osier is the best running that the Irish will see all year. They probably missed 20 tackles tonight, probably more, and so they'll work on that. But the Irish's schedule has gotten a lot tougher. It is not a cakewalk anymore, and the team is not as loaded as they were in the past. Irish handoff here. Brendan Limeron getting his first snap in varsity quarterback action. We've got the third team Irish players in now. Also subbing in for the Irish here, Kyler Sipple.
Now, Brooding Davenport Shickley has a stud of a running back. He's back for his senior year.
Yeah.
He's a two-time All-Stater, Easton Weber.
Yeah, Weber. He was the fellow that had the shoulder injury last year. Yeah. Hand off by the Irish to Rob Freshwell, a little sweeper on the left side, and he'll go for a good 8-yard gain. But, you know, you got to tackle, and you got to tackle, so that's number one. And, you know, the Irish are probably going to do a lot of tackling drills this next week, but we were talking about the schedule. The Irish have been loaded in football for a good 6 to 7 years. Looking at a state championship, this year's a little bit different because of the turnover, fumble by the Irish, recovered by Elwood Murdoch. Just a tough exchange there from Luron. Clayton Wagner on the recovery for Elwood Murdoch with 3 minutes and ticking on the clock. 44-87. The Irish looks like they have their second team defense in right now. Possibly some third team players. Canonico in at linebacker. Elwood Murdoch breaks the huddle. 2-3 and clicking. I formation under center for the Knights. I think it's DeShiel Coleman at quarterback. He's going to call his own number. He's going to keep it. He's going to run. He's going to scramble. And he will score a touchdown. And Elwood Murdoch has eclipsed the 90-point mark here. With 2:15 left in the game. 93-44. As they line up for the two-point conversion. I formation. Snap back to DeShiel Coleman. It's going to be a give ISO around the right side to number 25, Hadley Salina. And so Elwood Murdoch has scored 95 points in their season opener against the number 3, number 4, and number 5 ranked Irish. Those are ratings from Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, Net Prep Coaches Poll. Irish are surely to fall from that ranking for week 2. Will they stay in the top 10? I would venture to guess. But we have a margin of victory like this, and you give up 95 points.
Man,
the writers will question the validity of you being a ranked team, regardless if a lot of these points were scored against your second and third team defense.
And, you know, first game of the season, your rankings don't mean a whole lot. As a coach, you don't care about that. You're looking forward to the next game, and you're going to have to make a whole lot of adjustments.
I think the goal here for the Irish is to obviously win the rest of the games. You might not believe that they can after tonight, but they've got a playoff streak going here. I think it's 38 in a row. You'd like to extend that to 39. Kickoff by Helmut Murdoch, fielded by the Irish on the right side. A return of 1 or 2 yards by Quincy Kelleher.
Yeah. Short kick. Kelleher came up to get it.
You and I, we were talking on the way up here. When I was a junior, they only had 16 teams in the playoffs, and we had played Johnson Brock in the last game of the season. I think we were a top five team. We had beat them in the last game. Johnson Brock had lost to Sterling, who was a top five team, Sterling or Lewiston, and it didn't make the playoffs that year. It was kind of a travesty because Johnson Brock had a really good team that year. That's not going to happen here. Handoff around the right side, a sweep by the Irish. The clock continues to tick, 1:25. There's 32 teams that are going to make the playoffs, and so there's a wide window there to extend the streak. If the playoffs only had 16 teams in it, there would probably be some more serious chances of not making the playoffs. But the Irish could lose. I mean, the Irish could lose to BDS. They could lose to Johnson. They could lose to Lords. Those are probably the other three tough games on their schedule and still make the playoffs. Snap back to Limeron in the shotgun. He's going to scramble out to the right. Pass intended there for Connor Nelson. Just a bit overthrown. Clock will run 36, 35. Will they have to run another play? I think the back judge says no, they will not. This should probably be the end of the game. I think that is the motion that he's sending. Elwood Murdoch Knights putting up 95 points on the Irish football team here. The Irish are at 44. There's 10 seconds left. The Irish are broken the huddle. They're going to try to run another play. Take care of the ball here, boys. And Limeron's going to launch it downfield. And it's going to be caught by Clayton Keithley. Get you some stats, Clayton. Nice little catch there. Probably a 25-yard catch. And that is a final from the beautiful Oak Bowl here at Peru State College. It's the Peru State College Game of the Week. Final score, Elwood Murdoch Knights 95, Sacred Heart Irish 44. You've been listening to High School Football Radio on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska, home of the Oak Bowl of the Peru State Bobcats, where we see week one of our high school football game finally come to a finish. The Elwood Murdoch Knights go on the road to beat the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 95-44. Some of your scoring recaps back in the first quarter, 10:44 left, 60-yard pass from Dunn to Stice. Three plays, 65 yards. Irish missed PAT, 6-0. 8:18 left in the first. Elwood Murdoch answers back on a 5-yard run by Fletcher. Eight plays, 65 yards. Extra point made by Coleman, 7-6. 6:07 in the first. 10-yard run by Hosier. Three plays, 50 yards. Extra point made by Coleman, 14-6. The Irish answer back at the end of the first quarter on a 1-yard run by Sam Dunn. Eight plays, 65 yards, a 2-point conversion by Dunn, 14 and all at the end of one. In the second quarter, 10:39 left, 1-yard run by Fletcher, three plays, 60-yard drive, 2-point conversion failed, 20-14 with the Knights. 9:46 left in the second, a 67-yard run, or pass, sorry, from Dunn to Simon, two plays, 67 yards, 2-point conversion failed, tied at 20. 7:22 left in the second, 32-yard run by Hosier, four plays, 54 yards, Fletcher for a 2-point conversion, make it 28-20. And Sam Dunn scores on a 50-yard pass to Simon in the second quarter with five plays, 65-yard drive, Dunn for the 2-point conversion and tied at 28. And from there, it was the Elwood Murdoch show as they, Fletcher and Hosier, just dominated from that point on. Hosier is going to finish the game with six touchdowns. Fletcher is going to finish the game with three touchdowns. Sam Dunn has got four touchdowns, two on the ground, two in the air. Sorry, one on the ground, three in the air. And Joe Simon is favorite target for two touchdowns receiving. A final from the Oak Bowl. Elwood Murdoch.
You told us you wanted a station that played your favorites. Here it is. AM 1230, KTNC, Fall City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your KTNC Good Time Oldies forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 67. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour.
Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely.
Oh, it's 10 o'clock, please.
Oh. Yeah.
Checking back in here from Peru State College, just wrapping it up here. The final score here on the night. Troy, do you have that final score written down? 95-44, Elwood Murdoch.
I'll tell you what, Mama said there'd be days like this, but we don't, you know, first game of the year, knew Elwood Murdoch was good. They've got one of the best players in the state, but it is what it is. They're not in the Irish class. Irish are in D2. The goal is to make the playoffs here. I think they'll do that. Going to have to work on their tackling, though. And so closing it here, the game of the week, Peru State College game of the week on KTNC. The Irish lose to Elwood Murdoch. And you are listening to KTNC High School Football Radio, AM 1230, 107.1 FM. Good night.